It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
And that's it.
Whoops.
Just them.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Big.
And that's it.
In Japan. Well, Cousin Joe is feeling under the weather. So we came out a little early. I hope everyone in the chat room doesn't mind. I know there's a couple of people complaining, and rightfully so. They want to hear their Cousin Joe. Oh. Everybody's cousin.
It's true.
He's like Cousin Brucey.
Maybe.
You want to move that mic a little farther down so you can actually talk into it?
Whoops.
You were complaining that we were going on. I'm sorry.
Oh, that sucks.
But we are here. I am Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Oh, and everyone else.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's it.
Oh.
Whoops.
Whoops. Well, it's hard to get everyone here on such short notice.
That's true. Well, we really should already be here anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. Originally, we were going to go on at 7:30, according to Cringe Humor Pete.
It would have just been Derek.
I know, and it was just me sitting here. So I actually got Vendo to call up, and I had a very lengthy conversation with him, being as we, of course, didn't go on the air. The Krats are like insecure girls. Do I look fat? No, we're not insecure.
Who is it?
The Toucher saying oh. we no one likes our show. Well, no one does like our show, and we are.
We don't even like our show.
No, I don't even like the show. But anyway, back to the point. We had a nice lengthy conversation with Vendo for the past hour, and of course he had to
leave the whole time.
Yeah, and he had to be naked and actually jerk off. So it was a little uncomfortable.
It was slap his girlfriend with his cock.
He did.
He did, in fact.
He airplaned his girlfriend. And he was yelling at her in Japanese earlier.
It was actually quite...
It was interesting to talk to him.
And then he insulted her in English, which is even funnier.
I know. He's right next to her. She's just like, I guess, some giggling little Japanese woman. And he's basically saying how she's so insecure and all this, that he's actually getting rid of her. And he's going to send her back to her abusive parents and all that.
Perfect.
He's like, you know, sometimes I think maybe, you know, she's all right. But nah, she's not. And she's just in the background going, what are you? I don't know what the hell she was saying.
I don't either. Yeah. So anyway.
What did that... tell that story again.
Oh, okay. I'm at work.
Funny.
Young girl. Possibly Scandinavian something.
Hot.
To that effect. She was cute.
Yeah.
She was young, but she was cute. very, very, very light hair. Light eyes. And she picks up a box and looks at her mother and she goes, Kida! Yodels. Complete and total change of the pitch in her voice when she went from whatever the hell language she was speaking.
Oh, foreigners are so cute, aren't they?
To yodels.
It's always funny when you see a TV programming in another language.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to throw in the English word.
Colgate.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Colgate. You know, I can't do fake accents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can never do that.
Well, you'd have to know language.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, if you knew actual words. Like, I'm sure you could do French.
I can't even fake French.
Really?
And I know some French.
Okay.
All I know is, je m'appelle Derek. That's
wow.
That's all
and
I can
you
do.
You say it just like that?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle Derek.
Hey, parlez-vous francais? Pardon, that's moi, s'il te plaît.
You can't do a French accent?
I'm sure I could if I really
je
tried.
Je parle français un petit peu.
Je parle français.
Okay, you can ham it up a little bit. That's fine.
Ham and egg it up.
Ham and egg it. But anyway.
Yeah. Pardonnez-moi.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a retarded Frenchman. Pardon. Yeah. They really do have awful accents.
They
if you actually listen to,
yes.
You know, foreign films or whatever, they're very horky. They do a lot of horking.
And leaving off entire halves of words.
Yes.
That's why I can never understand it.
I know.
I kind of look for that, but oh well.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? So what do we cover so far? Foreign languages, Vendo.
Foreign women.
Well, his whole thing was that the Japanese women actually adore white men.
Of course they do.
And that if you go there as a white man, you basically have the run of the mill for loose...
carte blanche.
Yeah, carte blanche. For parlez-vous français, hey. From Biz.
Wow.
From the
Fonz.
BJ show. Parlez-vous Fonz says.
Hey.
It's actually A, not hey.
Wow.
Technical.
Hey. Okay. So, yes.
Anyway, so, yeah, basically you can just go there as a white man and screw any Asian woman that you want.
You just ask for it and you get it.
Well, the way he worded it was, if they come up to you and say something, that means they want to have sex with you.
Wow.
Now, if that's completely true, I don't know. You know?
I guess so.
Like, if they come up to you and say, good morning, they want to have sex with you. And you're just like, okay. You just throw them in the back of a car or something and take them away. I don't know.
But if they come up to you and they go, yosh, that means they want to fight.
Is that what yosh means?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yosh!
Anyway.
Yes. That's pretty good.
Anyway.
I have a lot of dead air today.
It's going to be very dead. And
yeah.
The dead air will be filled with the scent of farts.
Yeah. And the sound of the air conditioner, because I'm not fucking turning it off.
No, it is very hot in here.
Yeah.
I'm like melting. And there's only two of us
in
here.
It's not hot in here.
I'm.
Well, you just came from outside.
Well.
You'll cool off. You're also wearing fucking black jeans and... two shirts.
No.
it's actually very comfortable.
It's only
here.
95 degrees out.
Is it?
Something like that.
I looked on the internet. It said 88. I knew it was wrong.
88?
Right now, my internet says 76 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, it could be down to that by now.
I don't know. I
sun's going down, so.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That's about all.
Yeah. What else did I want to talk about?
I hope you got something.
I don't know. Well, we were talking about the Twinkie thing, which I think is a good
point.
Oh,
yeah.
How I haven't had Twinkies in years because I'm basically too embarrassed to buy them.
Being too fat to buy food.
And, I mean, we're not morbidly obese. We're not, like,
all right, on our MySpace pages, you'd all say, like, a extra baggage or whatever it is.
Whatever
not
that
like
means.
More to love.
More to love.
There's the average, and there's the extra baggage, and more to love.
More to hate.
More to love
people.
Means like you're fat. You are huge. And like, that is a euphemism for like being gross.
Yeah. We don't have, like, you know, it's not, we're not problems. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. We shouldn't be arrested for our weight. That's
arrested.
Well, I think that anybody who's, like, over, like, 350 pounds and under 6 feet tall should be arrested. Arrest them immediately for abusing the land. Could you? Nah, anyway. So we were saying the Twinkies.
Yeah, I can't buy. I said specifically Twinkies because Twinkies basically. It's almost become satirical to fat people.
It represents being fat.
Like you talk about a guy, like you know, and he had like Twinkies coming out of him.
He was
it's always
sweating
Twinkies. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him laying on the floor with a you know a box of Twinkies.
Like I shit out a Twinkie.
Yeah. So I can't buy Twinkies because I'm fat. I'm a fat guy.
And they are delicious.
They are, and I would love them, but. Mm-hmm. First of all, they're fucking. They're probably the worst thing you can eat in the world.
They're like 100% artificial.
Anything that doesn't have a shelf life, mm-hmm. I don't think you should be putting in your body.
Oh, definitely not.
I mean, what is it like 100 years or something? You can keep them for
as long as they're in the plastic.
Yeah.
Plastic, I think it's an eternity. They'll never go bad. No, I don't even think I've seen Twinkies in my house in well over a
my
decade.
Mother used to get like the box of the individual Hostess cupcakes, which were delicious. Oh.
No, we don't get, like, any of that stuff in my house.
No?
Chips, yeah. I would say Nutri-Grain bars are very popular, and I love those. Those are good. But
I actually like them, too, but I just automatically ew them.
Yeah.
Like, I always see, like, these little, like, health bars or fruit bars and all that stuff. I'm like, disgusting. But then I eat them, I'm like, this is actually pretty good.
Like the Quaker Oats stuff.
Yeah.
That with the fruit and those ones, cinnamon.
Well, the
maybe.
Cereal bars are pretty good.
Cereal bars.
Which are not
bars.
As good for you because it is a lot of sugar.
Sugar,
and stuff.
Syrup.
Yeah. Basically like having cereal.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but just basically that and popcorn. But no real snack, like snack cakes or anything.
My mother's big snack was puffed cheese doodles.
Oh, yeah.
She would always have a bag of puffed cheese doodles. I actually got sick of them.
No, I don't even eat them.
No.
If it's like maybe one or two, somebody will have a bag. Like, oh, you want some cheese doodles? I'm like, eh. Because I don't want to get the cheese on my fingers, honestly.
Well, actually, that's the only part I did like was scraping the cheese off. I used to eat so much of that where my fingers would actually be like...
Carrots.
Yeah. Well, I would have to scrape it off with my teeth. That's how bad it would get.
That's what happens with smart food, too, though.
Oh, yeah?
Smart food gets that cheddar shit gets all
over your
fingers.
Never cared for the white cheddar.
Oh, my God.
I used to get it in high school just because it was there, but never really cared for it. Officially liked it.
Mm. I love it.
I know you do.
I would eat it every day, but I don't because it's embarrassing.
What the hell is this? I love the new bump banner on MySpace. What did Lindsay Lohan get caught in the bathroom with? Cocaine, Coca-Cola, or cocoa butter?
Cocoa butter.
It's obviously
the second time
Coca-Cola.
It's come up in a couple days.
Really?
Yeah. Cocoa butter. It came up on the show the other day, didn't it?
I don't remember. I don't listen to the show.
All right.
Like, while I'm on it, I don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually kind of good, because then if I do listen to it back, it's like...
It's fresh.
You guys are actually pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Derek.
I just kind of announce the show, and then I go off and go on the internet, and, you know, I'm trying to work on actually getting my computer so that I can play Galaxies while doing the show.
Without interfering,
yeah, with Galaxies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if the stream gets interrupted.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I almost made my first Coupon mount, by the way.
If
anyone's counting.
Your first what?
My Coupon mount.
What the fuck is that?
Well, they have the Beast Mastery and the new Chapter 6.
Do you say and, Koopa?
Koopa.
Like Bowser?
P-A. Okay. Koopa. It kind of looks like a Tauntaun.
Okay.
But it's like red.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. That's what makes it funny. To me.
Okay.
To me.
That's it. One singular person.
Yes.
And the only other person in the room doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yep.
That's how inside it is.
That is the Aristocrats.
Okay.
We're all about.
Inside,
it's
outside.
9 o'clock already, huh? Oh, it's time for a break.
Wow. So we got any news, Derek?
Yeah, but I think we should save that for everyone else getting here, though.
Oh, who's everyone else?
Vaughn.
Okay.
I'm sure Steve won't show up. What the hell is his problem?
I don't know. I texted him earlier. I said, if you want to come to the show, we're going on early today. But that apparently is not going to happen.
He's not showing up?
I guess, what is it, three shows? If he doesn't show for three shows, it's child abandonment.
Child abandonment.
Volunteer abandonment.
I would call it job abandonment.
Yeah.
Volunteer. Yeah.
So that'll be it for him, then.
Yeah!
Oops. Let's just play like 10 minutes of sound effects.
I'll do it. And I only have about 10 sound effects, but I'll loop them. I really don't care. Faux pas. Yeah.
Who's the faux pas?
I don't know. I guess they're making fun of me and my Star Wars. I really don't care. One thing I guess we could, what you call it there?
What's that?
This are you familiar with this DRM free downloads from iTunes?
I have no idea what that is.
With the launch of iTunes Plus, Apple's become the first to sell DRM free music from a major label.
Oh, DRM free. Okay, yeah. I didn't even realize what you said.
Do you know what that is?
Kind of. Well, go ahead.
I think it's like the thing that kind of binds it to the player, right?
Yeah.
So you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, it becomes, I don't remember what the word is for it.
Yeah, so you can play it in any media player. Yes. You can burn it, you can copy, you can do whatever you want with it.
It becomes normal.
Does it, though?
What happens?
Not included in the press release is a fact that all such downloads are watermarked.
Oh,
contain the user's full name and email address.
Oh, God.
It's quite clever when you think about it. The only way it could ever be a privacy concern for the user is if they do something they shouldn't, such as share the file with others.
Yeah, it's actually more illegal to have the file up for download than it is to download it.
Yeah.
There's actually a difference. Like, people will get in trouble for sharing stuff before they get in trouble for downloading it.
That's why I don't share anything.
Neither do I.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and people get mad about that, but...
Yeah.
Too
Which
bad.
Is why they have the whole user rating thing.
Yeah.
But this is... I thought that was very interesting that they kind of threw that on there.
No, it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It also makes me angry.
It doesn't make me angry.
Why not?
I don't know.
No, there's no reason for it.
Why don't you just burn the music to a CD and then encode the CD?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the watermark can't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, it's impossible because you're making a completely different source.
I was just talking to
someone
about this today.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Not specifically this, but removing that kind of information by burning it to a CD.
Yeah. Well, that's what you can do with normal iTunes.
Yeah.
Burn to a CD, and then it just becomes a CD.
Uh-huh.
And then you can put it in there, and you can extract it.
If you extract it, it won't have that data. It won't have that data yet.
No, because it's impossible.
It's a little annoying, but...
It's annoying, but if you want to really get around it, then that's what you do.
Yeah.
Or you just like everyone else, and you just fucking go and download it illegally.
Whoop.
The hell's wrong with you?
Whoops.
What are you doing buying music? 99 cents a song, my asshole. I'm going to pay fucking $20 for a mix CD.
Yeah,
I don't
basically.
Think so.
Nah.
I don't think so.
I already have most of all the music that I'll ever want.
Mm.
I can't imagine in the rest of my life being interested in as many songs as I am right now.
So you're done, huh?
Pretty much. I'll say between now and my death, I'll probably like maybe a dozen songs that come out between like 2007 and 2050. So,
I don't know. I mean, I've just been basically sticking with the CDs.
Yeah.
You know?
Go for it.
I got my iPod just sitting here. collecting dust, literally. I actually dusted it off today.
You think about all this fucking technology and all the stuff becomes worthless.
Yeah.
In such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like the new thing we were just talking about, it's not exactly new, the Microsoft Surface.
I saw that briefly mentioned.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
I was reading about it last night, and I know stuff like this has been around for a little while, for a few years now, but this this is pretty serious in terms of the technology behind it and the power and everything.
And this is like consumer-based. It isn't like...
Yeah. Well, it's still pretty fucking expensive. You're talking several $1,000s.
That's a lot of money.
Like $10,000.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. I mean,
what's the difference between this and like a touchscreen?
This can do a whole lot.
Oh, hey, Vaughn.
It's Vaughn.
Grab a mic. We're on the
Vaughn.
Air.
Can I get an echo on that one?
No.
Okay. basically, you can do stuff like put your cell phone down on the screen, and it'll just start taking all your pictures and loading them up onto the Surface.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so, then you would obviously have to have some sort of phone that is compatible with that, right?
I guess it's probably got a lot of
it would have to have
a lot
of
its own software in it,
yeah,
so that it can link up with basically any phone.
Yeah,
I'm sure it just kind of searches the phone and finds the pictures and loads them, like directly from the phone. I guess it wouldn't go through your actual provider, but Webmonster Mike brought up a good point that if they have these kinds of things in a bar or something, some slut will come in and put her phone down on the table, and all these nude pictures will start popping up.
That'd be pretty funny.
And she won't realize.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about
That Microsoft
the
table
Surface
thing?
Yeah,
the
Microsoft Surface. Tangible Interface.
That I don't get it. It's like a fucking... It's like a
coffee table.
Is it that big?
Yeah. I've seen video of it. And it's
Is it a computer or is it just like kind of like a multimedia like table?
It looks like a multimedia table to me.
What is it?
But it does a lot of weird shit like games and like all kinds of crazy stuff. Like if you put a glass down with water in it, it'll start like having words that say like getting thirsty and like bubbles will start popping
out. Do you guys
out.
Remember?
You can knock the bubbles around by touching the screen. And, like, do all kinds of fucking bizarre shit with it.
That Tom Cruise film, Minority Report, remember that?
Yeah.
This is what a lot of the a lot of the TV shows that were showing bits of it or clips of, you know, Bill Gates, you know, demoing it. Mm-hmm. They were showing clips of that because that's what it looks like. It looks like what, you know, Tom Cruise's character is playing with in the introduction where he's throwing shit up and moving shit around. That's what it looks like it could do
Similar.
In time.
Well, wasn't that a holographic... In that movie,
it was like
he's doing shit with his hands, but it's from a distance.
Well, no, it was like a weird panel display. It wasn't like a hologram, but it was like an electric panel. It wasn't like something solid.
Okay,
it wasn't a solid state panel display. It was something like where it pops up.
Yeah, you know, that's like a hologram.
Okay, sorry.
That's force fields and light.
All right. Well, it's like I think. I think it's crazy to look at it.
It's similar. It's obviously not that far off.
Not that
off,
advanced, but it...
But it's I don't know. It's just it looks like something new and gimmicky and fun.
It took them 5 years to work on this.
Yeah.
So give them another 15, 20, they probably can get something out like that.
I don't think it's going to really catch on, though. I mean, it looks like a fun novelty, but like... One out of maybe 10 of your friends might have it when it becomes commercialized.
I think it would better for like educational purposes. If you can hook that up to a light board or like a chalkboard style thing, like on the wall, and you can do everything on like that, I think it would work much better. But
make it like desks
that
children can sit at.
That's exactly what
I was gonna say. And they can actually thumb through and read whatever they want right there. Highlight or whatever, maybe have some kind of flashcard we can put in and it'll open everything up that's yours.
Yeah. Within the next couple generations, there will be stuff like that.
But the thing is, stuff like that, what schools, what state has the resources and the money
to
get shit together like that, though?
Number one, how many states have enough money to even really keep their own education systems going?
You're right.
We don't have enough money to shoot fucking 4 coyotes.
Right?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
One of the coyotes killed a chihuahua, attacked it.
And what was the chihuahua's name? Lola.
Oh, shit.
Really? Yep. Nice.
My father was actually getting phone calls from people asking if it was my dog. Because they just said a small chihuahua named Lola, which Lola looks like a chihuahua.
Kinda.
Without the bulgy eyes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Lola.
Wow.
But, oh, God. Fucking coyotes.
They what is it? The owners found the body of the dog, and as they were walking back to their place, they saw them scurrying down the street. It's like why don't we have tanks out roaming around the state
tanks.
Looking for these things? Like, seriously.
Get the fucking National Guard for 4 renegade coyotes.
Or just do open season on coyotes, they did with the bears.
I'm just about to say that. Then, like, some drunk out...
I don't care, as long as they kill it.
Well, then they'd kill them.
They'd start killing the bears. Be like, I thought it was bear season too.
I'll get a cooler with a bunch of fucking Steve Weisers, and I'll go outside and I'll fucking feed them. Cause
just tell Steve Weisers.
Tell Craig, hey,
start hunting pigs.
Talking about Steve. Where's that little baby faggot?
He's probably not coming.
I guess not.
Okay, homo.
I texted him. He didn't answer.
Yeah. Homo.
He's got one more shot. And then he's done.
Maybe he's depressed.
Talking about that too. You know, I was bringing up Tuesday about the boards and how, you know.
Well, let me finish the coyote thing.
Yeah, okay.
At work yesterday or the day before, a guy actually came in a trucker came in from another state, doesn't know, like, what's going on. And he actually said, I thought I saw a fox when I was coming in, walking around the gate. Now, beyond the gate where I work, beyond the fence, rather, it's all woods. It's all wooded area, a lot of deer, a lot of wildlife. He said he thought he saw a fox, but it was too big to be a fox.
Oh,
so then he actually said it looked like a mangy, like German Shepherd.
That'd be a coyote.
So you're saying, like, Wile E. Coyote is trying to, like, plot revenge on the place you work at?
Pretty much.
Pure genius.
It's fucking his Acme surplus shit waiting to bomb the place.
Yeah. funny stuff.
Microsoft
so
Surface.
Silly. It doesn't look bad. I've seen him demoing it. I think I saw a Today thing that they showed, like the day they decided to pop up with it.
I only saw the website.
And Today was the first company to first place to get it on the air.
Uh huh.
And it looks interesting. You know, it also shows like an ability to like if you're at a bar or something like that. You were just talking about this.
Yes.
Like where you can pay bills separately on it and just put the cards on top of it and pay for that portion. That's actually wouldn't be bad. That'd be very clever.
Well, the only problem that they're going to have is the misuse and vandalism of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to put a couple thousand dollars worth of, not just hackers, just fucking drunk people slamming beers down on it. You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can't put a desk in a school without a kid carving his name in it. Mm-hmm. Just imagine what they're going to do to a couple thousand dollars worth of.
Oh, obviously.
Well, what if they put these up?
It's not
as like,
meant for our society. It really isn't.
No,
what if they put these up as electronic billboards? Like, have you ever seen billboard like people who do billboard graffiti? They just take over a full billboard and just do something totally different.
Yeah.
That would be like revolutionary if hackers can get into those machines and just change the billboards. If it was just electronic billboards like that.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
A couple weeks ago, they had a story where. I think it was in L.A. or something. They had, like, a billboard. It was electronic, and it flashed different ads every couple seconds or whatever on, like, a bridge. And it was so bright at night, it actually was distracting drivers, and people were, like, getting an accident.
Because really?
They would just be walking down, and all of a sudden it would flash, and you'd have Sarah Silverman there for, like, the MTV Movie Awards. And there's like, ah! And people are having a hard time.
Wow, look at that big Jew.
See, that's a big fucking Jew.
She's attacking.
Oh, God.
Like, what is
all
it?
All the fucking Gentiles killing each other.
Oh,
on the
God.
I don't. Do you know who Ron English is?
I think so. But I don't know why.
Hey, well, we were talking about, what is it, Super Size Me?
Yeah.
On Tuesday, he did some of those pictures of the kids dressed up as Ronald McDonald in the movie.
The paintings?
Those are his.
Okay. I've seen a lot of his paintings. They're fucked up.
They're fucking great.
Yeah, they're great.
But his propaganda stuff, his billboard stuff is pretty great.
His propaganda.
Well, he does a lot of that, like, you know, anti-consumerism propaganda stuff. He calls it propaganda, actually. And the one that always clicks in my head that I remember all the time is one he did for Apple, that he took over an Apple one, and it says, you know, the Think Different thing that they used to do when they were reviving the Apple name and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he put it was something else. Like, it was a picture of what it looked like, you know, the new Apple monitors and stuff like that. But instead of that, he put a picture of Charles Manson, a big, huge picture sitting next to it, Think Different, which is it's just classic.
Yeah.
Or any of the jihad stuff he did after 9/11.
What?
Yeah. He did all these weird, like, just black and white stuff where it just had one saying in the middle of it. And it was like,
kill Americans!
No. It was like, this could end if you wanted or something like that. It was like these weird, like anti-war, like, segments. And it was an interesting pieces he was putting up all over the place.
Yeah. Well, the Think Different thing. Did you mention that? That was, an actual Apple.
Yeah, it was an actual Apple ad that he just recovered.
I remember the Jim Henson one. Kind of made me cry.
What was that?
Yeah, it was just a picture of Jim Henson said, think different.
And, yeah, I remember something.
Kind of got very sad that Jim Henson is dead.
Yeah.
Think dead.
Don't like doctors.
Yeah.
Just a cold.
Fuck aspirin.
I'll get past
this. I'll kick it with prayer.
I'll get past this cold in a week.
3 days later, Jim's dead.
Give me some chicken soup.
He's dead.
And a pack of Marlboros.
It really is.
I was just watching, Dark Crystal, like, last night.
Oh, God.
Love those movies. I'm not particularly a big fan Labyrinth?
Uh-huh. I like Labyrinth, yeah.
I don't know. David Bowie's balls and cock sticking out in there.
Okay.
In
that's why I like it.
So. Yeah, obviously.
And those stretch pants are freaking ridiculous.
Fuck.
What happened?
VTFL. Is that Vendo?
I don't know.
How many twinks up in this bitch?
Weird. I don't know. How many twinks up in this bitch, Vaughn?
I don't know. Twinkies?
Twinks?
No.
Except for the dog, none.
Wow. Dog's not a twink.
Dog's a girl, right?
Yeah.
And the dog was licking your girlfriend's ass a couple nights ago. So
I wasn't licking her ass.
She was chewing on her bone right there. That's another.
She was.
That's slang for licking on ass.
She was
chewing on her bone.
Perversely.
Licking her ass.
Eating Carly's asshole out.
Yes.
Right
so
in front of us.
She's a twink. No offense, Lola.
Disgusting. Your dog.
So this is what you guys started with? Was the surface thing?
What's that? No.
No?
No, we started with
other stuff. We were just getting into that, I think, when you came in.
I just seen it was great.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I missed it? I missed the first 3 minutes?
You missed us in Vendo.
I haven't eaten.
Really?
Yeah, why didn't we
You want to do cooking with Derek?
We didn't have any time.
I know we didn't.
I got off of work at 8 o'clock. You said we're starting at 7:30. I was
fucking text me. I'm eating dinner
at
Hooligans.
Be there at 8.
Well, Cringe Humor Pete was like, can you guys come on? I'm like, sure.
Hold on.
And I'm messaging Vendo, can you call me and do a show with me? He's like, yes, I can.
Oh, God, really?
So, yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you that.
No,
what happened?
Oh, yeah.
You were going to have Vendo be on the show?
We talked to him for about an hour and a half.
You're kidding me.
Not on the show, though.
Oh, fuck. Did you record it?
He had to go to work.
Thank you.
And I really wanted you to come.
Motherfucker, that's why you wanted me here?
And he wanted you to come, too.
Fuck.
I wanted you here because we were going to do a show.
Oh. But you recorded, so I'm pissed because I got to listen to this now.
You want
to
rip him apart, huh?
No, I just want to hear this kid's voice.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
you'll hear it sooner or later.
Talking about the boards, right?
Okay, yeah, good to get to the boards.
He's, him and Maria and Tim are pretty much ripping each other apart on that Favor of Aristocrats bit. And he's making comments towards me, and I just had to come back.
Which I haven't picked my side yet.
You did so. You said you. And
no, on the fight. In the fight.
Oh.
Is Maria hot?
she's a good-looking
girl. I'm going with Maria.
Yeah, I'm going with
Maria. Anyway, out loud, I said, I'm here until Derek shuts the show down. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Who said that?
Me. Because, he's, adamant of me never being on the show, because he made one comment that, if anybody came back, including Steve number two, he'd be happy if I wasn't there.
Which is weird because anytime we discuss throwing you off the air, a bunch of women get together and say, be nice to Vaughn.
Thank you. And look, talking about no one else on the air, it's the three of us now.
That's it.
We got to recruit somebody.
Nah, we're doing all right.
We'll be all right.
We'll be all right?
I think four is actually too much.
Matt, are you going to do a Craig on us and just not stop showing up?
Craig?
I doubt it.
And talk to only Carly once in a while?
Yeah. I couldn't kick you guys off the show if I tried.
Yeah.
unless you stopped it and we just still hang out. And
this is almost like the record store in High Fidelity.
Probably. Okay.
I just kind of hired you guys to help out and you just kept showing up every week.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's it. That's it and that's all. Just for decoration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Maria keeps calling him a homo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a little infatuation he's got with this show.
He does. He is infatuated.
Well, he was masturbating while he was talking to us on the phone. Mm-hmm. So
see, that's creepy.
And
that's what I said.
And slapping his girlfriend in the face with his weenus.
That's what I said. I said no one understands. No one gets it because you're not funny, and no one understands it because it's creepy. No one understands creepy.
I think you do.
I do. That's why I don't find him funny. Oh, I understand creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do I understand creepy.
It was entertaining.
It was.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
He had a lot of good stuff.
It would have been a good show.
So we started at 9.
8:30.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was eating cake at 8:30. I was rushing out of my brother's house to get here by 9 o'clock.
Which brother was this? The oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Wait, how many brothers you got?
I have two others. My middle brother turned 25 today. My brother Kevin.
Okay, yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Vaughn's middle brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big ups to Kev. He's not listening anyway. They're probably like at Dublin right now drinking. They were going to the Dublin house. Yeah. I was going to blow.
You guys can do a show. Just don't take a break.
Take care.
Just keep going.
Yeah, we don't know how to operate anything.
I'll be back at 12 to shut the thing off.
I'll just replay the Evendo bit for the next 3 hours. I can't believe you guys got him on the record.
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half.
What time was it?
7:30.
No. There.
Oh, there? It was like 8 in the morning.
Really?
On Friday.
He's getting
I know today ahead.
He called from the future!
I know it's a day ahead, but
13 hours.
Oh, yeah, so it's about he's an hour behind us.
Hour,
or an hour ahead of us. No.
No.
Well, 13.
If it was 7 o'clock there on Friday.
Well, right and now, then you gotta right
switch,
now it is.
You got to switch the PM.
Right now it's 10:20 a.m. there.
Okay.
There you go.
And it's 9:20 p.m.
So
here.
So add an hour, and then it's in the morning.
And switch it. Yeah. Add an hour and switch the...
All right. He's
A.M. p.m.
Damn, Jesus. He's just starting work now? That sucks. What the fuck is texting me?
Well, I hope.
Nobody important.
Okay. Oh, who is
it? Anyway, where's Carly tonight?
Yeah, where's Carly?
Oh, was it really?
No.
No, where is Carly?
Well, because she just tried to... I don't know. She was just trying to call me.
Oh. I thought you guys were going to call me on the Skype and bust my ass. Get here.
Well, I couldn't because...
Why? Because you're on the phone with him?
Well, I can't do two-way on the Skype.
Oh, I wish you could. That would be awesome.
Believe me too.
Oh, I'm so pissed that I would miss that.
Let's call somebody.
Who are we going to call? Steve?
I don't know. We'll see who this is.
I don't know. We'll see who it is.
I hope this is the right number.
Oh, Jesus. Get it. Ow.
That's fucking loud.
Fucking hot mic.
Hello?
Richard!
Yes?
Hi, you're on with the Aristocrats.
Awesome.
How are you?
Good.
Is it okay if you're on the air? We have to ask.
On the air with what, 10 people listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking dickhead.
Who is this?
This is a dickhead I work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He makes fun of me every day. Mm-hmm. He ridicules me.
Aw.
For your entire lifetime?
Yeah. Basically.
Every minute of your working hours.
Yeah. So today, Rich, you're going to be our correspondent on everything.
Okay, good.
What do you think about the Microsoft tablet thing?
Surface,
it's called.
The what?
What do you think about DRM-free downloads from iTunes?
I have no idea
what you're
talking about.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
But it's only EMI.
I don't know anything about that, but I know that Vista isn't that good.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Ooh, shoot, some Vista bashing.
Well, I'll agree with him there. Vista sucks balls.
What's wrong with Vista?
Well, basically, it's just a ripoff of Maxo X10.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wicked burn.
Oh, my God.
Zing of the day.
Tell us some more, Rich.
About what? What else do you want to know about?
Collate my mind.
Windows
your...
Pista.
The show is yours, Richard.
Wait, is this the same guy you called... Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Tell us about your favorite Gabber band.
My favorite Gabber band?
Yes.
DJ Panzerfaust.
Nice. Iron Fist.
Is he a Nazi?
DJ Skinhead.
Basically.
Well, DJ Ziegheil. Most of our bands are skinheads. So. Okay.
Oh, really?
That's interesting.
Yes. Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow, you really, you know, attract skinheads.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell.
Well, he looks like one himself, so.
Oi, vey, oi, vey.
Well, that's the anti,
Jewish bands.
I am 6.25% Jewish guy, so.
Oi,
yeah, you attract these anti-Semites like crazy.
I don't know what it is.
And you're a Jew yourself.
He just started coming up to me talking about how he hates Jews, and I'm like, listen. I'm 6.25%.
So Derek starts shouting "Oy vey" to like a picture of like Bette Midler.
Yeah, yeah. And then he cowered.
Wow.
It was like garlic to a vampire.
Okay.
To Tony. Yeah.
So what else you got, Rich?
I don't know. What else you want to know about?
What kind of good hardcore shows you got coming up?
Well, nothing good coming up. Me and you are going to be going to Rush.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to take me to go see Rush.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's taking you? You're going to have a date?
Yeah.
To Rush?
At the PNC?
That's right.
I'll see you there.
All right. Only we'll be in the back hanging out with Alex Lifeson.
Oh. Huh?
Well, because Richard can get us in, you know?
Gotcha. Huh.
He's got the hookup. Isn't that right, Rich?
Right.
Are you going to get me in there? See Geddy Lee and all them?
I won't see you there.
I was just about to say, do you have to fillet Geddy Lee to get back
there? I don't care. I'll do it. Yeah, I have to fillet Geddy Lee to get back there to see Alex
Lifeson. Hitting you. He's hitting you in the head with a freaking with a keyboard.
Yeah. Fucking Moog.
Giving you the donkey, giving you the donkey punch with a bass guitar. Ding. Oh!
Oh, I'd stroke his jazz bass any day.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm disgusted.
Did you actually go to the Gwen Stefani concert? I never asked you that.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
Wait. Pussy. A Nazi youth to go see Gwen Stefani? What,
why
are you
not?
Fucking cracks?
Well, you got to figure the people that go to that show.
Like
yeah.
Who?
14-year-olds.
Like, hot 14-year-olds?
Yeah, come on.
Who want to get molested basically. By Akon? Basically.
Nazi youth going to school.
So what else is going on? Come on, Rich. Help us out.
Come on. Every single member of Rush is Jewish. Why would he be going to that?
So what?
I don't know. Maybe he's, now you said that he told him you're not going. Oh, what?
No, me and Rich are going to go there, and I said I'll buy him a hot dog.
Like $6.
A kosher Frank?
What was that, Rich?
I said Geddy Lee does have a monster hook nose.
It is pretty monstrous.
Why do I want to see all these kites play the guitar?
Wow. There's Hardcore Vaughn.
Okay, how there it was.
The BWO, baby.
We might break that out tonight. Yeah.
So the interesting thing is Richard actually went to school for radio production.
Hello.
Other things.
Oh, now I know why he makes fun of you every day.
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Makes sense.
You're doing an internet podcast, an internet radio show. And
well, he did say that we were better than Larry Wax.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting to know.
Did you get to listen to that before he got shit canned?
Yeah, I did.
They already got rid of him?
Rich was a big fan, right, Rich?
Of what?
Larry Wax.
Well,
he was terrible.
Well, Remember last Thursday we were talking about how they changed Free FM to K-Rock? Well, they fired everybody but O&A. So,
wow.
Nick DiPaolo got fired, and like the only other one was, what, Ron Fez? There's the only
and
two.
The radio chick.
Oh, fuck the radio chick. Radio chick sucked.
Yeah, she really does.
Time-filling bitch that she was.
Seriously.
Wait,
fucking, yappy Jew she was.
Wow. I'm not kidding. Anytime
it's okay. I'm Jewish.
Anytime you listen to that show, if there was any lull of silence, it was like they were grasping for like a football in the middle of the field.
Kind
of
like this
all
show.
All of them. Oh, no, we don't mind.
Oh, now whomp, Carly's whomp, here.
Whomp.
Shit.
No.
It's fine.
Did you? Yeah, did you
we're
fix
on
my
the air.
Thing?
She was supposed to fix...
It shorted out?
An AC adapter for... One of our audio inputs.
Yeah, right.
And she has failed to do so for the last week.
Is it going to work?
She has now made a makeshift AC adapter. I don't even know what that is.
It's like fucking...
oh, come on.
What the hell? It looks like it belongs hooked up to an Atari.
It's got batteries.
What the hell is that?
Oh, Rich, this thing that you're looking at?
She's got a transformer.
Oh, I don't like this one bit.
It's like Doc Brown creating in his backyard. It's fucked up.
Marty!
Did you tape any of the corners at least, or put some kind of?
It's made of used pinball machine parts.
Yeah, shrinky things.
I don't know.
You still there, Rich?
I'm there.
All right, hang in with us, buddy.
Rich,
all right?
This is scary.
Rich, in a couple days, if Derek tells you about his place burning down, it's because of this. A
couple days. I'm gonna see him tomorrow. Unfortunately,
a couple hours. Well, I don't know how long this is gonna last.
This is gonna short out the whole house.
Who knows?
You can tell.
Watch. Yeah, we're gonna go off the air in 10 minutes.
Did you try this at work?
No.
Oh my god, you're gonna blow this whole fucking house up. Try in the bathroom or something.
Put the water on.
On a different breaker.
Put it in the toilet.
You hook that up in the bathroom.
Well, no, but how am I gonna hear anything?
Well, if the light turns on, it works.
Yeah, we're gonna.
And if it doesn't blow up.
Why don't you plug it right in there?
Yeah, go in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Close the door, too.
Oh god.
Just in case it blows up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Rich. Well, what's the word on the street here?
The word is on the street is I'm about to go play some Halo 3.
Oh, I bet you are.
Nice.
With some 14-year-olds?
That's right.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Every... You're fucking cheating.
Why don't you go play Halo 3 and put your phone up to the
No, don't do that. That's a waste of time.
What else is... Well, what's this?
You guys have been on the air for like 15 hours, but God.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. All right, Halo 3 it up.
All right.
You're going to Halo 3 it up?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at Barnes & Noble right now.
Oh, you're in Barnes & Noble.
Nice.
Yep.
What'd you get?
It's windy out here.
Yeah, I hear that.
Fuck.
Are you? Okay.
Run, man.
Yeah. Can say hello to a buddy of mine in there, but.
No, well, he's leaving. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Did you get anything interesting? Did you get a book on Halo 3?
It's not even out yet.
You got the thumbs up from Carly, by the way. It works.
I don't need any book. Show me how to play.
Now, how good are you at this? Because Matthew does not play Halo, but what are you, like number two or three Ultimate Mortal Kombat?
I'm top five.
Top five in the world.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat. When was that game released?
95?
Thank you.
Yeah, it came out in 1995.
Thank you. Yeah. I know some games are superior only to one version, but they've made more games.
So what would you say? Would you say you're the best Halo player ever, Rich?
That is so freaking scary.
Well, no, of course I'm not the best, but...
You're one of the best, I would say, right?
The rankings go from 1 to 50.
Yeah.
I'm about 42.
That's good.
I guess that's pretty good.
I was a 41 at my highest on Ultimate, and the highest ever was a 44. So.
Nice. Fantastic.
There you go.
Well, if you're one of the best, then how come you were so low?
There was only three people on top of me.
Well, they're normally
I was a 41, and the guy above me was a 41, and the guy above him was a 44.
Oh, I thought you meant like out of 50, yeah. Like one
out of
50, you were 40-something.
But the highest was a 44 that anybody's ever gotten.
Oh, okay, so it's like a point system almost.
Yeah, and as the top players lose, it kind of like crunches down more and more.
Okay.
And it gets more difficult to get
back
up to that.
My brain is fucking melting.
Okay, all right.
Well, we don't need it now, Carly, but thank you.
Yeah, when we have another person, which means never.
Yeah, if we had more people, then we'll use it.
Oh, the show's filling up now. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if Steve showed up, we would use it. Or if you could book Craig or Rich. Why don't you book Rich
on the
show?
Where's Dan
Dunn?
Why are you guys
Dan?
On a half hour early?
Because Joe's not feeling well, so we came out a little early.
We've been on for an hour.
Whoa!
What happened? I missed that.
Thank God you missed that.
So
I talked over it.
Have you ever heard the Cousin Joe show, Rich?
I heard a little bit last week.
Yeah?
Did you like it?
That was boring.
Oh, wow.
This is a fan saying this, not us.
No, I do not condone anything that this fucking gabber-listening Nazi says.
Gabber-listening Nazi. Have you listened to any other shows on the station?
Oh, God.
I have not.
All right, okay. Good. But you have listened to ours?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Well, and?
Just to clarify, he doesn't like this show either. So.
That's true.
Oh, you don't like this show either?
No, I don't think so.
Boring!
I don't like Eric.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like me. You like everyone else, though, right?
Oh, good.
I don't like mosquitoes in this fucking house.
Now, what are you going to do?
I don't like dog shit in the
According
house.
According to your forum, no one really likes Eric either.
No, no one likes me.
Yeah, I'm the only one that voted for me.
Well, I haven't voted yet. I've been just
Not
fighting.
Even Carly.
Huh.
Carly voted for Nate Dogg. Wasn't he on one show?
Yeah.
One show.
He was good, though. He says cancer very well.
Who cares? Has he ever been back?
How did he say that? I don't even get that.
Cancer.
Cancer, but he said he says it well.
He says it well.
Well, how does he say it?
All right, we're really tangenting.
He just says cancer.
Okay, we need to replay it. I don't even remember that show.
All right, well, Rich, thanks for throwing some fuel on the fire between us and Joe.
Yeah, Joe squashed it last night on the show.
Yeah, did he? Well,
finally,
it's probably gonna fucking come up again.
It's
now.
It's
whatever.
Exploding.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares anymore?
No.
All right.
Carly suggests that we go to a break. The producer is giving us a little break sign.
Well, we can't go to break.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's say goodbye to Rich.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing, asshole.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah.
Give more shit to Derek tomorrow when you see him. You gabber. Zig,
he's so fucking quiet. He's like, this at work, too.
So he just comes up to you and rants about Jews and then walks away?
Yeah. Richard.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Fucking.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Never on the show. Don't ever bring him on the show again.
I have a little story about a coworker.
That was gabberific.
I'm not going to drop any names.
Well, let's just get this all out of the way here. Richard said that, not us. Because everyone's freaking out in the chat room.
Is it Toucher flipping out?
Yeah, he's flipping out.
Who's
he's
flipping
a ball
out?
Busting
he said,
prick.
Jesus Christ, just stop with the hate. Joe tried to patch things up.
Who did?
You endorsed that. I didn't endorse
No.
You
oh, God, it. Tried to patch up nothing. Absolutely nothing happened.
Shut up. The Toucher has been, every time I pop into the chat on any, like yesterday when I popped in the chat on Joe's show, he automatically went off, like trying to start shit.
Yeah, he's been doing this forever, and it's finally gotten annoying. It was funny at first because everything we said Like, he would jump on
I can't believe they did
like,
that.
I'd be like, man, I got to take a shit. you just said Joe's show was shit. Actually, he'd be like, oi, mate. Bum, 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 from Australia.
Oi, mate.
Unbelievable.
Carly's hungry. I'm hungry, too.
Yeah, me, too.
Carly looks depleted.
I got an idea, guys.
What?
This is a stretch. Why don't we take a drive to Philadelphia and get some Chinese food?
No, we got to continue the show. We got to do that afterwards.
Carly, can you pick us up some food?
Only from Philly.
She's dead. Look at her. She's pissed. It's the best face.
We had to go on early.
Yeah.
That's the best face ever I've seen.
Carly, what happened?
I can't go. I'm on the air.
What happened?
I asked her to go get us some food.
Oh.
Why don't you call the Skype line and go get food? We'll make this show as uneventful as possible.
Oh, yeah. You can go get food and talk to us while we're...
We'll get some Applebee's. You can get hot wings. She just lit up a little bit. That's what
Buffalo.
I mean, Buffalo.
She wants some Jaffalo wings.
Yeah, I love it.
So anyway.
I want some fat chicken.
Do you have to
this
go?
Is
do you have to connect
the Aristocrats.
Them?
Yeah, as always.
www.aristocratsradio.com. www.myspace.com.
Aristocrats Radio. Well, if you go to the Aristocrats website, it'll bring everything will bring you to what you want.
And we are here because of cringehumorradio.com.
Chris, Pete, and the rest of us.
Very fortunate. To be able to broadcast what is basically a nothing show right now.
Yeah, we're completely, like last Thursday, we're completely out of the loop.
No, this week's a little bit different because I walked in and Derek was talking to somebody in Japan.
Well, no, but the thing is, you guys weren't doing that live on the show. That's going to be something that's
going
to be, we were planning on.
But generally, when I arrive here, we go over, I don't want to call it show prep, but we kind of go over stuff. Basically,
well,
just what we're going to talk about.
Okay, I'll give it to the people who actually listen, the six or seven people on the chat and the two people listening that are not on the chat. What we do normally is we come here, we start the show at 10, so we come around 9. I bring the papers, and whoever wants to read them, reads them. Sometimes Steve, but
it's usually Steve number one.
Now Steve's not going to be here anymore, it seems, because he's a fucking homo.
Yeah, the fuck.
But normally, Derek sits there and goes around and looks for stories to read, stories to check out. And
which
then,
I did.
And well, then we start the show, and then stories get brought up, and we talk about our lives. That's pretty much it. That's how it is. That's the show in a nutshell.
But
and the more prep we have, the less we go to it.
Exactly.
Yes. If I have 3 stories up, and that's all,
we're
literally
fucked.
Within 20 minutes, you guys would be going, so what do we got in the news?
Right now.
But if I have like a shitload of news, like we won't get to 90% of it.
Like, the real monkey wrench is the fact that like basically the show was starting as soon as I walked in the door. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
and before Vaughn was even here.
So I can't. You got to get the show up as soon as possible.
Oh yeah.
Why?
I need to hear that Vendo thing.
That won't
be. It's not
going to
be on the show.
What the fuck you mean?
That was a private phone call. I'm not going to put it. I'm not going to post it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'll let you listen to it. Calm down, dude.
No, he wants to have it so that he can study.
I think Vendo would want it on the show as part of the show.
He probably would, but
I'm not going to do that because it was. I mean, it was.
It was a little private, yeah.
Oh, it was private. It was kind of boring.
There was some confidential stuff involved that we already talked about.
Oh, really?
Well, we already talked about it, but no, well.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to him for an hour
That's
before
true.
You got here.
I
don't
know
really?
What was going
about?
On. They could have been talking about my cock for all I know.
So, how long did you talk to him in total with Derek and then Matt? How long was it?
I think it was around an hour and a half, maybe.
Really? Crazy.
Something like that.
Wow. Kid just can talk, huh?
I'm sorry, an hour, 18 minutes, and 39 seconds.
Holy shit.
You have that saved already? Or is it attached to this?
Well, it's on my call log here on the Skype.
Wow.
Very nice.
So I do have it saved, yeah.
So if we did an earlier show, he can actually be on the show.
Yes.
But he has to get up at like 5 in the morning.
Do you really want him on the show?
I don't know. No, I wouldn't, actually.
Okay, then.
Because you know why? He'd probably rip me apart. Like an asshole or something.
Probably would, yeah.
I would like to hear him...
Rip me apart?
Yeah, just because of the way he talks.
I want to hear you two go at
it. Go at it?
Is what I
want. It wouldn't be bad.
Well, by go at it, he wants you to fuck on the radio.
Yeah.
Like two pigs fighting for a truffle.
Oh, my God. A truffle.
Now, everyone in the chat wants me to put it up on the show.
You should.
I'm telling you, it wasn't like an interesting conversation
If you spent the weekend and did a bonus and just edited out the stupid shit,
all right, I'll tell you
some of the stuff.
I'll tell you what I do.
What?
Jews versus Star Wars. No, we're not going to do that.
You're not
sorry.
Doing that. Who's that?
I'm sure there's plenty of Jews in. Oh well, what's her face is fucking Jew. The
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. Okay, what were you saying before we got knocked off by Jews versus Swords?
The Toucher and Christina are telling me to put it on the show. What I'll do is I'll edit it down and I'll put it up somewhere.
Okay.
Not like I'm not going to podcast it. Whatever, I'll put a link or something.
You're going to send it
really as long as it's okay with Vendo.
I'm sure it won't be.
I think Vendo will mind none.
Probably.
I think he will want this shit out there. Did you talk about his personal life, like where he lives? His house. Did you give out his address?
Well, even if we did, it's in Japan.
Japan.
Hey.
I'm sorry, it's in Japan.
Whatever, I got a couple days off next week. I might just show up.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I mean, literally, we were talking about how hard it is to live there, like to actually apply for citizenship. And it was that kind of conversation.
You got to be an outright lunatic, though, to live in a country like that.
It wasn't like, hey, let's do a funny bit for the radio.
It was like, what's it like living in Japan?
It wasn't like the rich bit we just did, which was hilarious.
Not exactly.
No, I knew it wasn't going to be hilarious. That's why I did it, because he's such a soft-spoken...
Gabber skinhead that he was.
Gabber skinhead douchebag. who purposely tried to start shit between me and Joe again. There's a method to his madness.
No, it's good.
I don't even think he's ever even heard Joe.
Probably not.
No.
Maybe he listened to when we
won. Has he really even listened to us?
He listened to us once.
Okay.
Once. And I didn't ask him what he thought because he didn't seem too impressed.
Oh, fuck him.
I was like, so you listened? He was like, yes.
Which one did he go to? Did he go to the radio broadcasters in New Jersey? Or one of those
he went to Monmouth.
Vocational fucking schools?
I shouldn't be really fucking...
No, you probably shouldn't be talking about that.
Information, but...
Yeah, give out his full name and
don't
address.
Ask me. All right, it's Richard.
Give out where he lives.
Richard Starkey.
Richard Starkey. Yes, Ringo Starr we were just talking to.
He's retarded Sepp's sister.
What?
What?
Anyway.
I already want to go on break, and I've only been here for half an hour.
All right, we're going to go to break. I just got to set it up. Hang on, douchebags.
Oh, well, before we... All right.
Oh, before we go to break? Oh,
I was going to say I had a little employee-related story.
Well, you want to save it for after break?
I don't know. I'll probably forget.
I doubt it, Matt.
Matt, you can't forget shit.
You see, if you try, you can forget it.
Listen to me. When I saw him today, I had to go get a card in the first place I saw. Yeah. He's sitting there sorting cherries in the bags.
Well, what else would he do?
Like a migrant worker.
Okay. Our cherries come in these little 2-pound bags.
Oh, boy.
And today, when I was out of the boxes of the 2-pound bags, I opened up more boxes that I suspected would have 2-pound bags, and they did not.
Like 10-pound boxes.
It was just a full, it was like 10 or 12-pounder of just cherries. And that leaves a huge mess because customers are slops.
Yes.
And they have pits and stems all over the fucking place. And my manager said, you know what, we'll probably sell more this way, but I'd rather you bag them. So I spent about an hour and a half bagging five boxes of cherries.
And I've seen people look miserable at their jobs, but I've never seen him look miserable at a job. And he looked like he was going to shoot somebody.
Robot. I bet, and it's funny because a couple of years ago they started asking me that. They were like, you don't look happy working here anymore. I'm like, oh, you think?
Yeah, it's only 5 years now. Now 10,
it was 8 years
hitting,
at that
now
point.
Now you're hitting 10, and it's like, fuck. Yeah. Like a worker drone, you're done.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Just collect a check.
I think August is my cutoff, and that's it.
Yeah?
I'll hit the 10 years, and I'm going to be out of there. Fine, anything else.
He'll be here a lot more.
And no. I'll
be doing his own podcast.
Perhaps.
The Matt Show.
Maybe when I move out.
All about wrestling.
But anyway.
All right.
I'll talk about it when we come back.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, though. It's religious related.
Ooh.
Ooh. I can't wait.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I don't care if the word gook means fucking Koreans. I don't care. I really don't. You can take that to the bank, sir.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Korea!
You'll understand it someday.
Korea!
This song gets so trippy.
I guess you can call it.
All right, my head's hurting. Stop that.
Something I wanted to talk about.
What?
Oh, no.
We are the Aristocrats, by the way. Aristocratsradio.com.
We're getting back in.
If you are listening on Cringe Humor Radio, thank you very much.
And you, it's
so fucking annoying.
If you're listening,
you can call in 732-917-0456. That's 732-917-0456.
Also,
or we can call you, apparently.
Yeah,
we could do like to do.
If you can call, yeah, we'll call Derek's fellow workers and have a lame conversation about jabbering and Nazis.
Speaking of fellow workers,
what?
I have a little story.
Oh yeah, this story.
Do you want me to talk about it? Or do you have something?
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
Talk
no,
about?
Go ahead.
Please. Okay. There are 3 born again Christians at my job. 3. There used to be 4. One of them moved away, thankfully. Anyway, 3 born again Christians at my store. Mm-hmm. And they are in the process of converting one of our overnight guys who has some social problems. I'll be kind.
His name is Matt.
Yeah.
Really?
No, it isn't.
Thank God.
He's an older fella. He's got some issues here and there, but apparently he had a breakdown the other day because he was being attacked by demons.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What bullshit?
He's out of work now for a couple weeks.
Because he went retarded?
Because apparently when you become a born-again Christian, there is a phase where demons will try to attack you. I guess they try to pull you back to your dark side or whatever. And
sure they do.
What?
Yeah. Well, I actually said this to somebody else at work. I was like, oh, did you hear, you know, what's his face was attacked by demons the other night? And the reaction was, again?
This happened again?
I didn't know it happened the first time.
We're the fucking Ghostbusters.
I picture it like that movie Ghost when all the demons come out in the shadows.
Oh, yeah.
And suck him in.
Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
But I don't get
it. A guy that looks like Bob Saget.
Oh. A kid I knew in high school, he decided to, because he was with this girl, and she got him way into it, and he became born again. And I remember one point where he was giving away, because he used to be this, he used to be a big toy collector.
It's bad enough he was born once, now he's born again.
And he used to be a big toy collector, and his one big thing was the Spawn toys, the McFarlane toys. And he had and part of it was because, you know, that's, you know, about a demon, yeah, you know, working for the devil and stuff like that. A man, you know, pretty much trading his soul to come back to life to whatever. He had to give all that up because it was not, you know, part of the way. So a lot of people I knew got a lot of really good mint condition in the boxes toys.
That's hot.
Yeah, he didn't even like sell them to him. It's like he's been holding on to them for like years, and it's just like. Mm-hmm. He just gave him away like a suicide patient, you know. Like,
yeah,
when, that's what they say
terrible.
when somebody's depressed, they're going to kill himself.
Yeah.
They give away their shit. They don't.
Yeah,
even,
that
like,
actually
sell
happened
it.
With one of my friends.
Yeah, yeah, that's everybody thought it was happening, but then somebody you know, hung out with him one night, and all he talked about was God this and God that, and just going off, and just like, oh, okay. It's like, okay, but, now I know what's happening. You're not going to kill yourself. You found God.
Yeah, it's either one or the other, but in the situation with being attacked by demons, I don't see how that can be a viable excuse to not come to work.
I gotta try that.
Mental stress, I guess?
Well, all right. It's one thing to take a mental health day every now and then.
Or a mental health month.
Which I never understood.
What's
I'd
that?
Be embarrassed to go up and ask for a mental health day.
What do you mean?
No.
They'd say, well, what's wrong with you?
I can't come to fucking work today because I'm going to kill somebody.
I...
There you go. Do you want me to come in and kill somebody today? All right.
I'll just say, you know what? Stay home.
Yeah.
I would just call out. And then when the next day I come back in and they're like, oh, why were you off?
Mental health.
I'm like, oh, sick.
What's wrong with just having a sick day?
Yeah. That's what I do. I know.
Oh, well, all right. You don't just say I'm taking a mental health day, but that's what it is. That's what it is. If you just don't feel like coming into work, but you don't do it all the time. I know plenty of people who just call out all the time because they're fucking lazy assholes.
Yeah.
But if you're there all the time, like, all right, people, I come into my job all the time and they say, oh, you're here all the time. You know, I'm like, yeah, well, I am. Yeah, it's true. You know,
10 years, motherfucker.
It's not just a coincidence that you come in every time I'm here. Yeah. I'm here a lot.
I used to be at work so much, I would see the midnight guys come in.
Right.
And then I'd go to work and they'd be leaving. Yeah. And they'd be like, what the fuck?
Right? It's so terrible. But I completely forgot what I was going to say just now. Anyway. Yeah. The whole mental health day thing is, it's good to use it once in a while, but this is just somebody who's totally mental.
Yeah.
And needs to not be working there at all anymore because they just can't handle the job.
What about the three
Patrick
others?
Patrick Swayze is bothering him.
Oh, God.
What about the three others that are in your...
You're dead, Willie.
In your job that are born again? Like, are they, like, do you ever get to converse with them?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do they just go, like, off on, like, tangents? Like Christian
they
tangents?
Know not to they know not to oh, not with bother you? Me with it yeah
well they, did they try it once
no they just know not to do it
just see you and your freaking Satan goatee over there and you're just like oh yeah. Fuck him no, stay away
well I'm sure they pray for me but
he don't ever smile fuck him we'll just pray for him that's what I don't like people like I don't you know I don't have a tendency to just be like a giddy fuck if you know me
uh-huh
I don't In my face, normally, I look like I'm just completely despondent.
Okay.
When I walk into places. I know, I'm reading the dictionary. Even though I don't...
You're on D? Yeah,
even though I didn't know gook was a good word for the
I don't think that's going to be in the dictionary.
But whatever. Anyway, most people would, you know, like that whole thing of, you know, when somebody sees me like that, when they see me walk into a place, like, oh, how are you doing? Am I ever going to see a smile from your face?
Oh,
and I automatically
God,
get more pissed.
That.
Smile! It's a great day! And all I want to do is just take like a full closed fist and punch them right in the mouth, no matter what they are.
Sometimes I just want to take a Hulk glove and coat it in cement and punch them with it.
And the only thing is, like, you don't know what I've been through so far. You don't know if like my father died
exactly.
Or like my mother's got cancer. You don't know what's going on in my fucking
if
life.
If somebody's upset, I'll ask them if something wrong. If I know something isn't wrong... And they're just being like a
mopey.
Yeah, then I'll be a dick. But if I see somebody walk in and they're like, "Oh, I don't know," crying.
Yeah,
I don't go up. Ah, quit crying, you fucking asshole! There's no crying at work.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I'll say, "Hey, what's wrong? What happened? Oh, I don't feel like talking about it." Well, then you're a fucking asshole. Stop crying.
I'm fucking crying because your mama died. Fuck.
Wow.
That.
Wow.
Hardcore.
The guy at work, his mother died, and 2 days later, his father-in-law died.
What?
Yeah. Wow. He's gonna be out for a while.
Now that's how.
Yeah.
He would be my uncle too. My uncle John, because he's like second uncle, because he's my mother's uncle. He died, and then 3 weeks later, his eldest son died. Wow. Just on like a weird coincidence.
My old
and I think one of the, I think one of their dogs died in between all of that. it was like what the fuck's going on?
My old front end manager's mother died, and I think her father in law died a couple days later.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's that whole rule rule of threes. Like in my family, it always happens if people die, they die in threes.
Yeah.
Either that or something could like somebody loses the limb or a finger or something like that. Something catastrophic happens. See, I'm gonna see.
Oh, old aristocrats. Remember, Eric had a close family death occurrence. Somebody died, and then somebody else died during the funeral, slumped over the tombstone.
What?
And died right then and there.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
That's how people die.
Everything dies.
Yes. It's unavoidable, according to Steve's tattoo.
Death and taxes.
Yep.
That's
what
always
he should have got. IRS. The
IRS and The Undertaker should have been that tag team for a while.
Death and taxes. Mm-hmm. That would have been great.
It would have been great.
It would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you could have been their manager, because you know who coined that phrase?
Who?
Ben Franklin.
Oh, that's right. Only two things in this world are...
That you can count on.
That you can
death
count
and taxes.
On,
yeah. This...
What?
Living XL. Are you familiar with this company?
Maybe.
The company that makes
stuff for
fat people.
Like quintuple XL.
Basically like placates all these lard asses. it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
The catalog's pitch for lawn chairs appears ordinary. A seated man and woman relax near a tree-lined lakeshore enjoying drinks. But look closer. Supports up to 800 pounds.
800 pounds?
Woof. Wait, what is it?
It's a lawn chair.
Well, they're supposed to support up to 500 pounds.
This one supports up to... For a lawn chair?
What?
I think so.
Like shitty aluminum lawn chairs? No way.
This is almost like a director chair type of deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is it made out of? Reinforced steel? What the fuck?
A regular chair should support 500 pounds.
A wooden chair? I don't know about that.
Well,
maybe like 350. I don't think 500 pounds. Like one of these wooden chairs we got here right now can hold 500 pounds, you think? No.
Maybe.
No way.
It's rickety. Okay. It's from IKEA. Well, the lawn chair costs $139.95.
That's
for a fucking 800 pounder. Flip deeper into the catalog, and the products get even more specialized, such as a Big John toilet seat with a 1,200-pound capacity.
No. On a seat?
Larger than any other toilet seat in the world, priced at $124.95.
That's for, like, the fattest person in the world.
Yeah.
What are you, shitting over a kid's pool? The fuck?
That's a big fucking... Wow.
When you think about it, though... If you exceed 1,200 pounds, are you going to be using the toilet?
Probably
to
take
a shit?
Not.
No.
How about if you exceed 700 pounds? No, you think you're going to be using a toilet? No.
What was that?
I don't think so.
That video that was on the video I saw, the half ton man.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't it at one point when he hit his most right before they cut the wall out and brought him to the hospital? Mm-hmm. His body was secreting his fluids because it just ripped open.
Yeah.
How big was he?
There was the half ton man, then there was that other dude who was pretty close. He was like. Yeah.
What was he, like 8?
I don't remember which one
I think he was 7 or 800.
There was the one guy whose legs gave out at 500.
Yeah, and then he just lied in bed because it hurt, and he just never got out.
But anyway, either guy...
I was rendered immobile, so I just stopped
walking. At one point,
the
skin stretched so much that his...
Their fluids were,
his fluids were seeking through like sweat. Yeah. So his piss was seeking through him like a nice hot day.
Just piss. Bodily fluids.
Oh, shit, too, probably.
Like that you need to survive.
And his bile and all that other garbage.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
What the fuck?
Two good points. The toucher, someone 500 pounds wouldn't fit in a regular chair.
Right.
And Christine, 800-pounders aren't going out to use the lawn chairs.
It's true. They might be in their backyards.
Yeah.
Fucking get the forklift and bring them out there.
It's funny, and the Living XL website is just...
Living XL.
Fat dudes with hot girls. That's basically what it is.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
You ever see those commercials for extra large places for like
they always have the tall guy. They never have the fat guy.
Yeah
it's always
big and tall.
Mm-hmm. Big and tall. It's always tall guys. Maybe a little. Yeah.
How many fucking tall guys are there that you need a whole story?
Like the one. Like the one that's around here. That's one that's by the movie theater.
Yeah.
I think it was either them or it was another place in the area. They had a commercial and it was just pretty much like they had the most buff tall guy you could find.
Of course.
And it's like, that's so like living the dream.
I think Steve number one might chop it up big and tall for suits.
Probably for suits.
When he used to.
Tall.
Yeah.
Big and tall for his head.
And they have like $90 vests.
$90? Mm-hmm.
Like rafting vests.
Oh.
Fits chest size 50 to 62.
What are you... Are you going to get into a raft that can hold your fat ass? No.
No.
Wow.
You can't even get onto a boat that'll hold your ass.
No.
Jesus, fuck.
What, are you going to just have that rafting vest on in, like, the shower just in case? What the fuck?
Might as well.
And here, for Living XL, they have step stools.
No, come on.
If they're that big, why do they need step stools?
Why are they even stepping?
To step onto the bed.
Yeah.
It's just outrageous.
Essential accessories.
How about a fucking...
A three-speed air circulator.
Oh, God.
How about a fucking weight...
with the fucking thing.
How about like some like those barbells? How about that?
Yeah. How about a salad? Won't they sell salads?
Start with a one-pound barbell.
XL salad.
Yeah.
The really big salad.
Oh, my God.
Salad.
A really big remote control $40.
For fat-fingered people?
It's shaped like a giant eye. Yeah. So you can just put your fat hand around it and... God, magnifying glasses for some reason.
What was that bit in The Simpsons when he got fat? He used that. He had a pointer.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat and, to obtain a special dialing one.
That was
managed to keep head with your bomb now.
Yes. But at one point, didn't he have just like a stick to poke the the keyboard because he couldn't do it on because his hand was so huge?
Yeah. Oh, there was that part of the end where he had to vent the
and he got stuck
the factory whatever the fuck he worked at, and his fingers like
he couldn't do it.
I love the end of that one. He's in there. Him and Burns, and Burns is trying to make him do sit-ups. Yeah. And he's like, "Hell, I'll pay for the surgery."
Yeah. One.
Okay, I'll pay for the surgery.
Okay.
Awesome. I wish you could still get away with that.
I'll pay to go to the next store.
I think that'd be hilarious.
This is just embarrassing.
What is?
Seatbelt extenders.
Oh! For fat people?
Yeah, for fat people.
Who's getting into the car?
What kind of car?
I have no
idea. A flatbed truck. Seatbelt extenders for a flatbed truck.
I'm so fucking hungry. Probably better get back here with the food.
We're talking about fat people clothes, and we're talking about food?
Fat people hangers.
There was a story several years ago that Webmonster Mike told me. There was a tractor pull or one of those mud fucking things with the big fucking trucks. And flatbed truck rolls out. What happened? Derek's laughing.
Vendo says he wants to see Malcolm XL, the oversized black supremacist.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
All fat. Malcolm XL. Very funny. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a dream.
Back scratchers. They have back scratchers.
What is it? A fucking myself with a rag on a stick.
Basically, they might as well just personal care. Rag on a stick.
Is
they
it a fucking tree trunk? What the fuck is this back scratcher?
They basically have it. Back scrubbers. Yeah. Yep. Giant loofah sponge. Giant loofah sponge.
What is it? A whole coral reef? What the fuck are they
terry
doing?
Terry cloth wash mitt.
They got a sponge slob
wash
for them.
Mitt.
Yeah. Long handled toe washer.
No.
For $25, you can finally wash your fucking toes.
You still might not be able to see them. But
oh, my God. Scales. Specialty scales.
You should put
up to 500 pounds.
A bullet in your fucking brain. That's what should be in there.
So, flatbed truck rolls out.
Yeah.
And guess who's on the back?
A really fat guy?
Dusty Rhodes.
No.
Because he couldn't fit in the cab. He was so fat at that point.
He's huge now.
I think he's lost some weight, but he was fucking gigantic.
What was it, the 90s?
Yeah, late 90s. He was really fucking fat, like just disgusting.
Yeah.
Because that's when they had the revival on like with ECW and everything like that.
Well, this was he was just doing something. He had nothing to do with wrestling. He was just there giving his support because he can support a whole lot of weight.
Yeah, he can.
And he came out on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah.
He was that fat.
Was he standing or was he like
just
fucking...
Just like sitting in the back like a throne.
In a fucking industrial...
Like a hillbilly throne.
In an industrial lawn chair.
Yeah. Nah.
He has no couth, that man.
I really hope he lost some weight because I don't...
I saw him recently. He looks better. He's still gross.
He's still huge.
But now he's just getting fucking old.
Oh.
Well, that's another guy I don't want to die.
Rap baby.
Fat bed truck.
That's like out of all like... Out of all the wrestlers that we talk about and that you sit there and they have all these weird, tragic ways of dying.
Yeah.
You know, of drug abuse or stupid shit like that. That's what I don't want to hear from, like, a legend like him. How'd he die? Oh, he was a fat fuck.
He just had a heart attack. Why do you have a heart attack? Drug overdose? Food overdose.
Food overdose. He had one too many Reubens and he fucking died.
Speaking of Reubens.
Oh, no. Oh.
I got sticks, too.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I got way too much
sticks.
Yeah. We're going to eat on the air. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness.
This show,
I thought you weren't allowed to have sticks, Derek.
I don't care. I'm eating them.
Whoop.
Oh, no. That means tonight Carly's going to be puking herself.
Wow. As if she's not having a bad enough time.
I lost it to Virginia by 2 seconds.
Really?
And I hit
she lost her spot to Virginia. Thank you, Carly.
To Ginny Groff.
Oh, all those fries for me. Anyway, so we're eating on the air because we are fat fucks. So, fat people, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of ironic.
No, we're not that fat.
No, not completely.
We're hungry. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think that would make this funnier if my chair just collapsed as I'm eating.
Oh, I hope
it
does.
That would be hilarious.
Got to get a new reinforced chair, Derek.
If the bottom just flew out in front of you and just fell right on your head.
And hit your head.
Yeah, and hit me in the head. Vendor would love that.
So what's up, Carly?
Dick. We had a guy that worked at Brookdale. He's not there anymore. I don't know.
Damn
it. Where?
Where?
Oh, shit. Well, he worked at...
This show ain't going up.
Closer, Carly.
He worked with me. And he was so large.
Oh,
how
no.
large was he?
That he squared off the wheels of his chair.
What? You mean just from the wheels sitting in one position long enough, the rubber actually formed flat?
Yep, it was like hexagons.
That's insane. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It's a big fella.
Holy shit. And it's just disturbing. The sound of chewing.
I never spoke to him and I never met him, but I've seen him.
You you saw his shadow.
Unbelievable.
As you heard his wheels go, hrundunk, hrundunk.
So is that, is that it for the fat story?
Yeah, pretty much that.
Fat story I'm seeing right now.
Oh, you have no idea.
No, so, I ate earlier, so I was... I'm not
enjoying
it.
Why don't you talk so we can enjoy this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have anything to talk about.
Hit the music.
Bastards.
I'll have it on here.
Wow.
I
want
to try it.
What?
I asked him for buffalo wings.
She asked him for buffalo wings.
What happened? You asked for buffalo and you got what?
Buffalo. They just kind of poured the sauce on it. Like
that's what happened.
Like, yeah.
So did we talk about... We talked about that cut in the Lindsay Lohan on Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
what happened now?
Well, was it yesterday or today? I think it was today in the news. She decided, I guess last night, to go back into rehab.
Yeah.
Which, like, every gossip place was, like, all over the fucking place she went to.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, called Promises Rehab. Which is like, yeah, there's no promises there, sweetheart.
One of the tabloids said that she tried to commit suicide.
Her living any day is trying to commit
suicide.
Yeah,
basically her life is just constant suicide.
Yeah.
But,
it's ridiculous.
It's the picture of her leaning backwards. Looks like she's fucking going at it, flicking her own beam, but...
No, she was just getting out of the hospital, supposedly, in that picture.
I have no idea.
Because, supposedly, she got a DUI on Saturday.
Uh-huh. On what?
Right? What?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. She got a DUI on Saturday for crashing the car into the tree.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, these are what these pictures we're seeing that were on the Monday.
She
on
was
the
already
page.
Back.
She was
spelled Saturday.
Saturday?
S-A-D-D-A-D-A-Y? Uh-huh.
Yeah. A whole lot of A's. I think there's four R's in there.
Saturday.
And six twos.
Anyway, go on.
And on Monday, Memorial Day, she was just partying up, remembering the vets who died for us. Remember the fallen hero? She was really partying up for that. And that's where those pictures that we saw in Tuesday's papers were. Her just completely cracked out of her mind. So Wednesday, she decided to go back into rehab, which everybody's like, oh, hell no. And the thing is, on what was it, CNN? Yeah, it was in CNN. They have a like a celebrity talk show type of thing at like 8 or 9 o'clock. Like Showbiz Tonight. I don't know if you guys know about that. Know what that is?
No, don't address us. We're eating.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Well,
what's that?
Well, they had an interview with somebody, like another Gossip columnist person, and they were asking the question because on her 21st birthday, she's going to have a party in Vegas, and it's going to be sponsored by a liquor company, right? And they're asking why, right, first off, the liquor company that's sponsoring this party is not backing out. You know, and two, why aren't the bars that she's going to, because she's supposed to be on the wagon, taking responsibility and not letting her in?
Well,
why are
number one.
Why are they taking responsibility for her dumb ass and not letting her in? Are you fucking kidding me?
Why aren't they
me?
Just carting her at the door and saying, wow, you're not 21.
And
you can't come in.
Let her throw a fit. Let her get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then guess what? What's in the background? Your club.
Uh-huh.
All the fucking press. What club did she come out of? All drunk.
Who gives a crap?
Exactly.
Nobody knows.
If a club refused her service, everyone would know that fucking club.
And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to blame the bars that let her in because it's going to bring more people into the place? You're going to blame these fucking places for her alcoholism and her drug addiction?
See, in this situation, I'll blame both.
I'm blaming everybody.
She's an asshole. Number two.
Oh, yeah.
She's just constantly breaking the law and getting away with it merely because she's a celebrity. But they are encouraging her to do this by not saying, hey, guess what? You can't drink. You're only, how old is she, 20?
She's 20.
Okay.
She'd be 21 in a month.
When she was going out with Wilbur.
Yeah, that cock knocker.
Who?
Wilbur Verbalama.
Vildorama.
Yeah, that's it. I can't say his name.
When she was going out with him, he broke up with her because of her excessive drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And he even said, chill out on the underage drinking, especially when you're with me.
How old is he?
He was 25, so he's got to be 27
or something. And she was like 17, I think, or 18 when they were dating.
Something like that, yeah. Well, he told her, when you turn 18, we can go out, because she wanted him when she was like 16.
What a fucking child toucher.
And she did wait.
A fucking kid toucher.
Yeah, all right.
What?
She was 18.
She was 17.
No, I think she was 18.
Oh, they were probably doing something before that.
Okay,
fuck that.
All right.
But anyway, and I also blame these fucking gossip columnist television shows who sit there and try to, you know, revert the blame back onto somebody else when it should be, you know, let these people deal with their fucking stupid lives.
Mm. No, there's just a lot of bullshit involved with this.
It's like, do they have nothing else to talk about on a show that's on CNN?
No.
No, I guess nothing's going on right now.
It's like, you think fucking CNN, it's like, it's the one channel that a lot of people look for news.
Yeah.
Unless they're assholes and they go to Fox.
Why is that, Vaughn?
You ever watch fucking Fox News?
Yeah.
It's fucking asinine. It's as dumb as everything else.
Okay.
It is. It's stupid. Your fucking morning show is the worst thing you've ever seen. I've ever seen in my life. Next to Imus.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, Imus was boring. Sorry.
Whoa.
That's why I stopped listening to him. Imus was boring.
I stopped listening to him because he was thrown off the fucking air mm-hmm. for making fun of a bunch of black girls.
I stopped listening to him. Well, I have never listened to him.
That's a nappy head of those there. I'm going to take that
down. That's getting... That's... A lot of people... All right. Jesus. Fucking hot. It's loud.
Hot.
So.
Carly just jumps up.
I'm done with them if you want to watch.
Carly's picking for sticking.
She's fucking like... Yeah. Circling like a vulture.
So,
Now she's doing the snake dance. What the fuck?
So that's it for Lindsay Lohan as far as I'm concerned.
I hope
she could die tomorrow and I'll celebrate.
There'll be some
people
I'll
have
crying.
A drink. When she dies, I'll go out and have a drink with Derek.
Wow.
We'll have... Wait, what?
I'll drink to that.
I gotta be
what, do you have like
that.
A fucking sea breeze? Yeah. If you were to drink, what would you drink?
No idea.
A Malibu really? Bay breeze.
No idea. I'll start with a cider.
A cider.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll start with a cider.
You want to start with like a beer? Steve Weiser?
Yeah.
Steve Weiser.
What's up, Carly?
Wow.
She's just standing there. She wants to get on mic.
Not really.
You want to tell your job again?
No, well, you guys, by the time I got back, I realized you were kind of done with the Lindsay Lohan thing.
You can bring it up again.
Please, bring it up.
Well, no, like, the girl's like, she does Disney movies.
Yeah.
But doesn't she have some sort of, like, well, I
now,
guess she's not that old, but.
Well, now she's trying to get edgy.
Well, she did Herbie. She did Mean Girls. This girl, like, people watch her movies and, like, she's a bad role model for these kids.
No kidding.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Like, why are people, like, feeding this and paying attention to her? Just let her be exiled.
Because they're fucking idiots. And we're talking about it still, which is even worse. We spent, like, two shows on this. I'm just bringing it up because I'm amazed that a show that's on CNN, a channel that's been around since cable fucking started, it's got this dumpy fucking show on that's sitting there blaming bars for her non-sobriety.
And that's right. A 24-hour news network?
Well, yeah, but this show is like on at 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
But they also, because when they do have slumps in the news, they will bring up celebrity garbage.
Well, all right, first and foremost, it's her choices. She's doing it.
Yeah.
But secondly, the backup.
Holy shit, Vaughn.
The backup to make sure that she doesn't do this, even when she makes the choice, is not there.
Right.
They're not following through. And I'm sure there's plenty other celebrities that go out and do this, too. We're underage. But we don't hear about them because they're not complete idiots like her.
Oh, yeah.
You're mixing up the fucking cocaine and the excessive drinking.
I don't know.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't imagine what her organs are like.
I don't mind talking about it because
sexual
I think
organs.
I mean, she for a girl who's only 20, she looks fucking older than she does.
She does look very haggard now.
She's been put up wet. Like, run, written hard and put up wet is like.
Or Steve number two says she's pretty dry. But I'm not a fan.
No, I don't think anyone is. Seriously.
Well, no, like Paris Hilton does a lot of stupid shit, but I don't dislike her.
Oh, I hate her too.
Okay.
She can fucking die. I hope she gets raped in jail.
Holy shit.
I hope she gets shanked in jail.
I still like her.
Oh, fuck her. She fucking she's useless too.
I would like her if I knew what the fuck she did.
She doesn't do anything.
She fucking opens up bars. That's what she does. She's a non-celebrity.
Yeah.
I like
She's like Charles Nelson Reilly after the 70s.
Oh, God.
Bringing up that dead guy.
Minus the AIDS.
Well, you know what I mean? After the 70s, he really was like a non-celebrity. He didn't do anything after the 70s.
Well,
since 1980 started, he was gone. He was out of the fucking limelight.
I don't care about him, so.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I wish that would happen. I wish a day would come where she would just be out of the limelight.
Is that enough fucking celebrity gossip?
I guess.
I don't know. What else we got? You done eating? Because now we can talk about something else.
Oops.
Believe it or don't, I am done eating.
Thank God.
Yeah. Matt, are you done?
No.
Almost.
Yeah.
Got any leftover sticks over there?
Absolutely not.
He's taking his time.
Aw, give Matt a stick.
No, I don't have to have one.
I don't go.
No.
Look at her. She looks like she's about to pass out.
Oh,
let her have the damn
thing.
Ooh, she's cutting it in half. Kind of.
It's too cold. It's already too cold. She can't do it.
She will get a knife.
She will get a knife. This show is so...
I thought it was free.
I said leftover sticks is just one, so it's not, you know...
Leftover.
Yeah. If there were two, I would gladly have taken one. But now I have to take half of one.
Ugh.
I guess this would go towards the food OCD.
Yeah, right. That was actually a good...
Thank you, Derek.
I re-listened to that bit last night.
Uh-huh.
Even though
I didn't think we were bombing.
Who said we're bombing? Toucher?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck him! You fucking Australian prick. I mean, I love you to death, but fuck you.
I love you to death, but fuck you.
No, because he's a good ball buster. I mean, anytime I walk into the chat, he automatically starts, and it's just hysterical. Yeah. But it's like, if you're listening, listen. Fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
Call in.
Don't have any feedback or anything.
What are you fucking doing? Call in if you want. Bust our balls in person if you can.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, how come the toucher doesn't call in?
Fucking, he's got a wallaby.
He's at work. Fucking,
Wallaby
let
stole
your company
his phone.
Pay for it.
Christ.
Did you just say wallaby?
Yes, I said wallaby. Fucking dingo ate his phone.
Fuck all of you. I'm trying to get people to call in for you guys. Yeah, but you're telling us because we're bombing.
Yeah, call in.
Then call in.
Call in. They suck. They got nothing. Call in. They suck.
Who's he trying to call in? Christine?
Christine and Tucky.
Well, Tuck, I wouldn't mind hearing. I've heard Christine enough. Love her voice. No, she was on Joe's show.
I've heard her enough.
She was on Joe's show last night. I fucking love her voice. It's unbelievable.
Really?
I'm like falling in love. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Whoa.
I get to see her tits like every other show.
Whoa.
And
Christine and Vaughn sitting in a tree.
You're a cocksucker. You should die.
F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Man,
good
man,
one,
I hope a guy covered in bread attacks you.
You're going to get some of those fucking... You're going to get those big floppy tits all over your face.
I hope somebody hits you with a loaf of bread. I really do.
I hope a guy covered in bread attacks you. What the fuck? Holy shit. I hope you ingest him.
Fuck.
All right, let's move on. Our host could die just from eating.
He's going to die now. He just ate a whole bunch of cheese sticks.
I did. I really shouldn't have eaten
They were
them.
Breaded and wait, what else did you have? Did you have something else?
Tater skins?
Tater skins.
Oh, fuck, they're right there. You can't have that shit either, can you?
Yeah, I guess you can. Probably not, but...
There's probably some
There's no wheat in them.
In there somewhere.
They are delicious, though. So anyway, Derek.
What are you doing, Derek?
Derek is just staring in the monitor.
Yeah.
What
is it, Carly?
My buffalo wings suck.
Did they
what
really?
Happened?
Yeah. I've been ordering buffalo wings like a lot lately, and I've every time not satisfied.
Yeah, when we were at the Dublin a couple nights ago, when we were discussing pirates, yeah, you guys were sitting there scarfing down. And the thing is, you were scarfing them down. He was like, "I'll take this one, yum yum."
Picking
I'll
and choosing.
Take this one. She's like, "Ock, ockum, ockum, ockum."
I eat very fast.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you do.
You know, in my family, if you didn't eat quick, someone else was going to eat it on you.
Oh, yeah, okay. I kind of have that.
Your family's not very big, though.
No, my brother, one day I was eating a sub. He walks into the room and he's like, "Can I have that?" No, give it to me. No. He made a move for me. I jumped over the back of the couch, sprinted up to my room and locked the door and scarfed it as fast as I could.
What?
He wanted, like, you had to eat fast in my family. You did. Survival of the fittest, I guessed.
Survival of the fattest.
That's how it is in my family with, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas. If we have my mother's family over, you better get to that fucking bird first. You are fucked if you don't, because they will just rip it apart.
Our family's pretty good. We make an excessive amount of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's always leftovers. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
because me and my grandfather eat a lot. So my grandfather and I.
So, Derek, what have we got?
What do we got? We got news, Derek? Oh, actually, we do have news.
Or are they on the chat room sitting there ripping someone apart?
They're ripping us apart, basically.
Excellent.
That's normal, huh? Yeah. What are they saying?
Touch is trying to get everyone to call in.
Nice.
I don't know why. That's his new thing. Call the show.
Because I won't do it,
mate.
Because I'm at work. I can't do it.
A man was arrested Saturday night after a routine traffic stop. They found cocaine in his vehicle, which was a graduation present for his son in Houston.
Wow.
What?
I have no idea what he was thinking, said Sergeant Danny.
What a douchebag. I have no idea what he's thinking.
We have never had anybody saying, I'm taking this to give to my son. He's graduating.
Was he graduating high school or college?
I don't know. I think high school. The following day, The following day, I spoke to him, and he told me it was for personal use.
And
personal use.
His name is
Omar Cruz Garza,
black guy,
35, and they got him for speeding within.
Omar Cruz Garza.
That could be Spanish.
Spanish.
Okay, Spanish. Mm. Well, you never know. He could have been. He could have. His parents could have been Spanish and black.
It's possible. Cruz Garza. That sounds Spanish and Spanish.
There's a lot of race baiters, my friend. There's a lot of race baiters.
Well, the deputies suspected something was up when they saw items including DVD player, a safe, power tools, and a camera inside of his truck.
Oh, my God.
His 2006 Dodge pickup. He had a lot of things that you wouldn't normally carry if you were going to visit somebody.
Wow.
Wow.
When they asked for Garza's license, he handed over a fictitious ID, likely because he was on parole until Friday.
Unbelievable.
He probably thought that there were going to be some trouble with the parole board, but he had his name tattooed on his back, which was an indicator that he wasn't the guy he reported to be at first. We found another ID. It turned out to be him.
What are you... Oh, my... He's got a name tattoo. Yeah, that ain't me.
Yeah.
No.
Paperwork inside the safe contained the same name as a fraudulent ID. When officials contacted the cardholder, they found he'd been reportedly taken into a residential burglary. He was, whatever, somebody stole shit.
Burglary.
So the guy robbed him.
Basically. Yeah. But wait, there's more.
Oh, God.
Investigation showed the truck was reported stolen 12 hours earlier.
By?
From a used car lot.
So this guy was how many days from parole? He said, what, Friday? So like 3 or 4 days, whatever, I guess?
Well, if his parole was up Friday and it was Saturday,
so
he was off parole, I guess, and he was going to see his son graduate.
That that's even better.
He was going to give him some cocaine.
That's even better.
I love how he fucking totally rats his kid out. For my son. He's got a problem. you should really go arrest him.
It's even better. He gets out of the parole. He gets out of a parole. You know, his parole officer, and he's sitting there. Yeah, free man. I'm gonna go rob a truck and some guy's house, then drive to Houston to go see my kid graduate. Let's get some coke while I'm at it. I gotta give him a present at least.
Cocaine.
I can't give him this DVD player or this safe filled with goodies because I haven't gotten it open yet.
I have a feeling he wasn't going to do any of that. That was completely false.
Christine says her ex used to drive around with an axe in his backseat. Apparently it's Jack Nicholson.
Okay. An axe with an axe?
An axe?
We knew a guy that drove around with a dead deer in the back
of his truck. And he used to be on the show. His name was Craig.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it.
Craig talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to show up at Pizza Hut with random dead things in the back of his truck, and one time he had a whole deer.
Or entertainment systems.
Yeah, or TVs, big screen TVs that we would smash
them up.
Which that shit's probably still back in the woods.
It probably is.
It was there like 10 years later. So
I don't think anybody's done anything back there.
No, probably except for fornicate.
It's possible. I know I would back there.
I know I have. Okay. With the Stray Cats.
Not
the band.
Oh, yeah.
Not the actual
band.
Stray Cats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this guy was a fucking douchebag.
That's just
big time.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about that.
A graduation present. Of all the things that you would say, like, you know, it's not mine, I'm holding it, blah, blah, blah. It's a graduation present for my son.
A guy my brother used to hang out with used to have a a BB gun in his trunk.
Like, yeah, it's evidence. I'm bringing it.
Like, you have it wrapped. And it was one of those BB guns that looked way too real.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the pump it, you'd have to cock it back.
Yeah.
It was just frightening. It's like, if you ever got pulled over, the cop would automatically arrest him just for that. Cause
I'd say so.
Because it's, you know, unless he shot it at him or shot at the ground and found out that it was a, you know, just a BB gun, he would be so fucked. And he'd just take it out just to shoot squirrels. He'd pull over and shoot squirrels on the fucking sides of the streets like a fucking lunatic.
I think I should do that.
Yeah, we got to start getting some guns in here.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's all we need.
We need guns. We do.
Load them up.
You were talking about this how long ago?
What, getting a gun?
Oh, that I wanted a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a while ago.
That kind of died out.
God, that died out.
Now you need it for the coyotes.
Yeah, seriously. I should get like a pellet gun or something.
Do you walk the dog?
No, because she'll fucking die.
You can't play with
gun.
They'll pick her up in a second. I don't know, because they also attacked a full-grown man.
I took her hiking today.
Didn't they take a kid?
Hartshorne Woods?
Yeah, well, they're not in Horsham Woods. They're outside our door.
Didn't they attack a kid in the head?
Yeah, they attacked a kid.
42 stitches.
And a fucking full-grown man.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and they ate a dog named Lola.
The owners found it, which was... Yeah, that's got to be the saddest thing.
Imagine finding this little thing all torn up.
That would be terrible.
Oh, you'd...
Rib cage sticking out.
Look at her. Look at her face now. She's getting all watery-eyed.
Are you?
We got a lot of phone calls about that, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did. Well, a tiny dog named Lola was killed by a coyote. that happened to live right outside of our apartment.
Your father's calling you like mad.
Yeah.
Is my baby okay?
No, I think he was the only one that didn't care.
That dog all right? Yeah, okay, whatever.
That fucking dog. I'm glad.
Stick it in the dumper.
Wow. What did you say last week? Stick it in me butthole, Stalin?
I said that on Tuesday.
Okay. Burp, Stalin.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
Oh, that's fucking Rich is back in the... He's in the...
He's in the chat?
Yeah, he's in the chat.
Why don't we call that unfunny fuck again?
Yeah, you want to call him?
No.
I'll call him right now.
No, don't call him.
That unfunny fuck.
Call Vendo again. Leave a message on his entry machine.
Yeah. You calling him again?
Really?
No, I'm not calling.
Oh, okay.
You are so. I can see you raising the thing.
Oh.
Oh, no. Not again. This is the worst show ever.
Yep. Hello? Hey, Rich.
Rich.
Stop.
What's the matter? No Halo?
No Halo. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, what happened?
My friend got out of work late, so.
Oh, you only play with your friends?
Yeah.
He's not a competitor.
Oh, no.
You can only play with your friends now with the Halo. It's a beta. Halo 3. Yeah, you can't.
I don't have the beta myself. Plus, I don't have a 360 anyway, so I got to go to my friend's house.
So he's got to go to a friend's house. So now he's stuck sitting
one
at
of those
home.
Freeloader.
So
Xbox
now he's stuck
players.
Sitting at home watching this, listening to this abomination of a radio show tonight.
And now he's part
we are
of it.
So fucked.
Yeah, seriously. So what else you got planned for tonight?
This.
and you. So what are you doing later?
Now I understand that you have a Gabber band.
Not yet. It's in the making right now.
You know, if you need a bass player.
Wait, what's Gabber?
We were here for that. We played it.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All
that
right.
Shit.
I just remember this. I just remember. All right. I just remember this horrible garbage. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, me and Rich are going to start a band.
Oh, God.
Doing this.
It's going to be a Rush cover band, but in Gabber form.
Oh, get over the cover bands,
wow.
Man. Start your own jobs.
No, well, it's going to be good because it's going to be Gabber, but Rush.
You're a jobber in the
we're gonna
radio.
Call it
jobber music.
We're going to call it Rubber.
Rubber?
Yeah. You're a jobber.
Rush and Gabber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fine.
What do you think, Rich?
Awesome.
We'll have to go see him at the Art Center to, you know, really study him.
Run it by him.
Yeah, maybe get permission and do some songs, you know.
Geddy Lee's hitting you in the face with a keyboard, and he's like, yeah, okay, suck it.
That was funny the first time he said it.
Yeah, it was funny, I know.
Well, it was funnier when he said, yeah, okay, suck it.
Yeah, Geddy Lee's going to tell me to suck it. Fucking Shawn Michaels.
Suck it! Yeah!
So come on, Rich, what do you got for the show? This is the second time we called you.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Third time, because no one else will call us.
Here. Christ.
You called me off guard before. I said I didn't have anything to say.
Now you're sitting at home. You're on the chat, Jane Doe.
There's single amounts of people listening to you.
Yeah. What do you have to say for the five people?
Not much.
Wow.
You work with this guy?
Whoa.
Whoa. I might get him fired tomorrow.
Really, oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's getting bad.
I don't know if that's such a bad thing.
Are you going to show him? Are you going to show me that picture of him dressed in the Hitler Youth attire that you have?
I didn't hear
about
this.
I should grow a Hitler mustache.
Dude, this kid is so fucking hairy. How long would it take you to grow that?
How hairy is he?
2 days.
2 days? Not that's even. Wild. You can have it in a day.
You wake up tomorrow, I'll have it.
That's pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Okay. God,
this is so
boring. Really, as if the show wasn't slow enough, Rich is really... We're going to call you the break.
I'm
the trapdoor.
Yeah,
it's like
are.
We can't get that fucking, you know, the clothes hanger in the pussy fast enough to rip out this abortion.
Wow.
See, he liked it.
The clothes hanger.
What was I going to say, Rich? Oh, did you shave your back yet?
No, not yet.
Oh.
So no. Well,
when do you get that done?
Soon, sure, so. Got to get that done.
Yeah? Yeah, it's going to be pool season.
Ugh.
Yeah. Where do you go to get that done?
What? My back?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom does it.
What? wait. What?
Oh, no, seriously.
My guts are killing me.
Seriously.
No, seriously.
He told me at work, because he's a fucking hairy motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I said, do you shave your back? And he said, yeah. I said, do you get a wax? He said, no, my mom shaves it.
That's crazy. Does she enjoy that? Beautician.
What was that, Rich?
She's a beautician.
Yeah. Well, I don't care what the fuck. I don't care if she shaves people's back for a living. She's your mother, and she shouldn't be shaving anything on you.
What? Did one just shit his pants?
God, what the hell's wrong with you?
Okay, number one, Vaughn walks to the bathroom and he farts. Yeah. And Carly kind of laughs. And then he goes into the bathroom and comes right back out and looks. Then he goes back to the bathroom and then he stops. I thought he shit his pants and he was going to leave the house or something. And then he comes back to the microphone and he shoves the microphone into his ass.
Yeah.
The actual head of the microphone disappeared
into
his ass cheeks.
Yep.
And he did that little baby fart.
Yeah.
Now
the windscreen's all askew. He just left this place in shambles within
ridiculous.
5 seconds.
Good one, boy.
Here we had a great conversation. Guy talking about his mom shaving his back. Yeah, the toucher wants to know if you do a happy ending with her.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Okay. No.
Okay.
All right.
How long does it take to shave your back?
About a half hour.
What? You're kidding.
I got a big back.
Get a little extra.
Fuck.
A little extra beef back there.
Wait, it takes your mom a half hour to shave your back.
How far down does she go?
Does she go down
well,
to
I
the
take
crack?
Her the rest of that, but...
Oh, you do your ass?
Yeah.
Why even stop there? Why not just let her do your ass?
How often does this happen?
Probably once a month.
Once a month. Okay.
Unbelievable. Carly?
I tried waxing one time. It's no good, though.
Isn't your back, like, really, like, prickly and, like, uncomfortable and, like, stuck to your shirts
you
for the rest of
you get lots of ingrown hairs and shit?
I'm imagining it's pretty terrible.
No, it's not that bad.
Not that bad?
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's a special
throw
cut.
A little cream back there and you're good.
Well, I know he's got all the ingrown hairs on his arm.
Ooh. That's rough.
Yeah. Look like track marks.
Wow. Yeah, they do. If you were shooting...
Everyone always asks me the gyms.
What, if you're shooting up?
Yeah.
Because you're so huge.
I know.
I know. That's a fact.
Wow. A fucking half hour to shave it back.
I don't even want to think about it.
Seriously, nothing takes me a half hour to do.
Except shitting, sometimes.
No.
No, it's pretty fast.
He powers that out.
I really
wow,
do.
Thanks, Carly. Thanks.
He's in there for 2 seconds.
Bloop.
I really am. So, Rich, what do you want to do with your life?
What do I want to do with my life?
Yeah, I mean, you went to school for some kind of production, right?
Yeah.
Graduated?
Yep.
What do you want to do?
I want to be a personal trainer.
A personal trainer.
Do you want to train people to shave your back?
Yes.
You think you can get me into shape?
Well,
I don't know what you look like.
You don't know what I look like? This is Derek.
You see, oh, it's Derek. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You see me every day. You know what I look like. Now he's laughing.
It'd be kind of rough doing that.
No, come on, me and you. We'll get our iPods all synced up. We'll play some fucking Rush. Huh? I'll buy you a hot dog.
A hot dog?
Play Working Man.
Yeah, Working Man. Yeah, Working Out Man is what I'll call it.
Call him the Workout Man. Guess that's what I am.
Call him the Workout Man. Gym.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you get yourself a good 80s mix for the gym?
No, 80s. No, just Rush. That's it. That's all I want is Rush and fucking cardiovascular. That's it.
Okay.
Hey, you got to talk, Rich.
Yeah, I got to respond.
Yeah. This kid's what? Going to school for communications.
I do have the training men, actually.
You have been training men at the gym?
To do what?
No, I have It's Raining Men on my iPod.
Oh, It's Raining Men.
He's training men. Hallelujah, he's training men.
I want you to train me, and I want Carly to videotape it, and I'm going to make a, what do they call that?
A montage?
Yeah, I want to make a montage, me and you.
What?
A montage, like a video montage of you getting me into shape, almost like Rocky.
Rye of the Kaiser.
Like you're yelling and you got the timer in your hand, and then you stop it and you just like shake your head no.
No.
And I'm all like, oh. And I'll wear a bandana like G-Rod.
In 70s.
No one gets that but me and him.
I have no idea what that is.
Anyway. Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll do a Biggest Loser. You can be our Ian Smith, Dr. Ian. Put us all on diets. How do you like that?
It's awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Radical.
I didn't think anyone could suck any more life out of this show tonight. Until we called Rich fucking twice.
I'm good for that.
What is you up with this show that. Tonight? What happened?
I have no idea. I think we're just all silly because it started weird.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. People were added one by one to the show. Yeah. It was like a Royal Rumble show. It was like every like 20 minutes another member enters the studio of sorts.
Trying to think of what I can say to embarrass Rich a little more. Well, his MySpace name was Ravishing Rich Rude.
Oh, God. so he's dead?
Yeah.
That was my tribute.
And he has... Oh, I forgot. And he's a cheerleader.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A male cheerleader.
Oh, that's why you shave then.
Well, yeah. He just shaves because the guy's like...
That's how I started doing it.
I thought only the swimmers did the shaving.
Well, they do that, too.
No, you need to have the...
Welcome back, Vaughn.
Wow, Vaughn, just
pull up a mic.
Sorry. Slide the mic on in.
I'm not even worried about the noise. Just fucking watch the floor, all right?
Sorry.
You know what we're talking about?
Jesus Christ.
You know what we're talking about, like, OCD things?
Yeah.
Right? I just remember one. When I sit down on the toilet, if the toilet paper isn't going out... Like in the back, not in the front. I have to flip the toilet.
Oh.
The toilet paper.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I have
That's
to.
A lie.
No, I have to. I just did it before. Uh-huh. Yours went
you
outwards.
Have to switch it.
I had to turn it around.
Do you like it coming out the back?
Yes.
That's how I do it.
Well, it was the other way around. I had to flip it.
I just fucking throw the thing in there.
Yeah, whatever way it doesn't matter to me.
I do it everywhere, even if at work.
The only requirement I have is that there's toilet paper on it.
Yes.
That's
it bothers me too.
If there's no toilet paper, I use the holder.
I do it at my brother's house all the time.
You know what bothers Carly?
What?
When there is toilet paper on there, because if we ever run out, she'll do everything in her power not to replace it. Seriously, we've had up to like 3 empty rolls laying around the bathroom. and like one full one. Like there'll be an empty one on the roll. There'll be 2 up on like the little toilet thing, the little shelf. And then there'll be a full one next to it.
No, I'll replace it. But
no, she'll go weeks without replacing it.
Amazing.
No, I'll replace
and I don't
it.
Fucking use toilet paper because I always shit at work.
Oh, I'm like, what?
I schedule my shits.
No, but
for work. Rich will tell you, right, Rich?
That's right.
Everybody's taking a smoke break. Yeah. He's like, shit break. Yeah. Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And then I started eating it.
Ew.
Oh, he was telling me that story the other day.
Yeah.
At least we have toilet
paper. He had to take out his Leatherman and cut his underwear off.
Yeah. How did it feel to know that you were talking to me and the only thing between you and my cock was a thin piece of Dickie's pants?
that one extra bit of clothing
is exactly.
It's just enough.
It really is.
You caught on the zipper, you'd be pissed.
Oh, it fucking hurt all day. Fucking zipper.
I forgot about it. I don't know why. You know why I forgot about that, though? Because it's so...
Because you made it up. It was
no, it's so... fuck you. No, because it's so ingrained in my head. It's something I constantly do that I don't even realize.
What, shitting yourself?
No, asshole.
What?
Flipping the toilet paper.
Oh.
I'm like, I can't stand when it's like the last little tear of toilet paper. You pull it off and you're like, fuck, and you still got a good brewer going on.
Jim Brewer.
So I got to... And look at her face. Like where the bathroom downstairs is not far from where the big.
What is going on?
It's not far from the big area where we keep toilet paper. My mother buys like industrial amounts of toilet paper. Yeah.
At least we have toilet paper. That's
well, who doesn't?
Yeah, why do you keep bringing
Derek
this up?
Derek and I were house guests.
Uh oh.
And no toilet paper.
We were told to use.
Coffee filters.
What?
Yes. I had to wipe my ass with a coffee filter.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What?
I'd shit on their floors.
What?
The toucher brings up a good point.
Oh, boy.
I love it. Vaughn just strolls in, pisses off what everyone else was saying, and starts talking about whatever he wants.
I didn't know.
You know, I don't care what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, literally.
I gotta
We're
talk
talking
about
to Rich,
shit.
And he's just like... You know, when I take a shit, blah, blah, blah.
Someone's phone's going off.
That's me. Sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, you're not. You should have put it on vibrate.
Are you still there, Rich?
What were you talking about? Sorry. I didn't mean something that was so important that you were talking. His hairy back. You were talking about what? Like swimmer's ear?
Oh,
whatever the fuck you were talking about. Who knows?
Rich, what were we talking about? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, God knows why. I don't know. You're a fucking trooper. Hang in. With this shit.
I know.
No, but when I run out of toilet paper, I'll get up. Even if midwife.
With your shitty ass?
Yeah, I'll get up.
Leak all over the
fucking
floor.
I've done that,
yeah. I'll get up and I'll take... But I'm not gonna,
guess, you'll do it with your family around.
Yeah, I'll do it with anybody around. Family, friends.
No. I walk around my house naked with shit leaking out of my ass.
And then I eat it. Not
and
that.
And then I started eating it.
I'm only eating if it's like fudge or something like that.
If it's like a fudge consistency.
If it's shit, I'm not eating it. I'm not into shit.
Why would you have fudge in your pants? Why?
You have no idea, do you?
The waddle of shame.
So,
what? I don't get toilet paper.
Who made the joke? Did you say that I looked like I had? I was about to shit my pants when I ran in there?
Well, because you just...
I was about to shit my pants when I ran in there.
You ran back out. I thought you were going for the door. I was like, he shit his pants.
We got to have the wireless mic ready.
I had a huge fart. And then I let some of it out as I walked by, and you can hear she's giggling.
If you would have gotten the first one, it would have been good.
And then I was like, ooh, another one. And I ran back to the mic. I splurted out a piece of shit.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
It's only fun when I talk about my shit.
We do talk about shit a lot
We
now.
Do. Well, I had a potty problem for a while there.
Now you're not eating bread.
Rich knows all about that, right, Rich?
Right, Rich?
I just want to have Rich on the whole show. And isn't that right, Rich?
Hey, Rich, remember when I was sending you my shits? Were you doing it to him, too?
That was a good one.
No,
I didn't. He doesn't get picture messages. I tried.
You tried? Yeah. So you were sending this to Steve number two and
him?
He
did show me the picture, though.
Oh.
That actually was Steve's that I showed him.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, that wasn't one of mine. Mine are more
phone
solid
should be
than that.
Concrete.
Yeah, fortunately, I can't get pictures anymore, so I won't be seeing any of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I now have unlimited text, but I no longer have internet, so I can't send any data beyond actual text messages.
It's pretty
or
good.
Or receive
it. Yeah.
I think I'm going to change it back. Depending
on
how many
Why don't you
texts.
Get
Verizon? I know, I should.
So when
I
you
really
call
should.
Us, it's fucking free.
Dude, get your hand out of my fucking space.
Fuck.
I put my hand directly behind my head, and whose hand is right there?
Yeah, why are you trying to hold my hand?
Why is your hand like 3 inches from my ear?
Steve and Vaughn had this problem last week.
And Steve's now gone.
Vaughn really likes invading people. Yeah,
he does.
You probably scared him away, you faggot.
No, I think
he likes invading people's assholes.
I think it was all the asshole gay jokes that we were doing the last week and a half. He gave up.
Isn't that right, Rich?
Yes.
This no offense, Rich, but this is like this is what we've like fallen to.
Think of all the people that are trying to call us right now that can't get through. What just happened?
The dog tried to jump up and did his crotchy.
I thought that was Vaughn.
Yeah, right. You're such a douche.
Anyway.
I wasn't sure if it was Vaughn's hand or if she was going for gold.
Mr. Fantastic. I fucking tripped my hand underneath this damn couch. Fucking freak.
New breed of cat retails for $22,000, Rich.
What? That hurt my ears.
Yeah.
Is this how he does? Like, if you bring up news stories or anything like interesting, does he go, awesome, cool, and that's it, and walks away?
No, he usually just doesn't say it. He just sits there and he plays with
Sieg Heil.
He plays with his muscles. Isn't that right, Rich?
Starts writing gabber lyrics.
When he walks to his car, he looks at every single like window on the way there, like car windows, and he checks himself out.
Checks his hairy back out to see where he has to shave tomorrow?
Yeah.
He calls his mom on his cell phone. Ma, missed that spot between my ass crack.
He takes a picture of it and texts it to her. Ma, you missed the spot.
Mom, we need to make an appointment.
Does she do it with a straight razor or does she use like a Gillette?
Fucking weed whacker.
A straight razor?
Ugh.
Just drops it up before she does it?
No, shut up. You're kidding me.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious.
She uses a fucking straight razor.
Yeah.
She starts singing Negro spirituals as she's doing it.
What? Oh, my goodness.
And she has the big like leather strap like it's fucking 1820.
No. Massa got me working.
Wow. Okay.
She fucking slips and goes through into your kidney.
This is terrible.
That's great work.
Here's what's interesting about this story that I just brought up a minute ago.
Oh.
You still there, Rich?
I'm still here.
Good. It says right under it, editor's note, the contents of this story have been called into question. The editorial staff and the PI is currently researching the issue and will update you on the story once more information is available. And then it goes into the story. From the We're Not Making This Up department...
Wow.
Comes news that a company called Lifestyle Pets has introduced Ashira. A new breed of cat that retails for $22,000.
Shira?
Yeah. It's the world's largest, rarest, and most exotic domestic cat. It's the size of a small dog, and we're not talking Paris Hilton-sized poach. Mm-hmm. Top weight is about 30 pounds.
Look, so it's like an ocelot?
It looks like a little tiger.
Look, it's like
is it spotted?
No, stripes.
Like the size of a Lola.
Developed by crossing two exotic feline bloodlines, the African serval and the Asian leopard cat.
Okay.
With regular old domestic cat.
Uh-huh.
The Ashira has leopard-like spots. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like an ocelot.
Yeah, basically.
I like ocelots and I want one.
And contrasting tiger stripes.
Yeah.
And a smile that will scare the mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$22,000?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pick one up.
Yeah, and they got a picture of this.
What the hell was that?
No, it's a pop up blocker. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck?
Get junk.
It looks like a little it looks like a tiger with a cat head.
It does.
Yeah it mm-hmm. does.
It's like those ugly fucking Puggles from you ever see those?
I
think they're adorable.
Those fucking Puggles look ugly shit.
I would love one of those.
A pug body with a fucking beagle's head. Ugh, it's fucking ugly.
I like pugs. They're all very
pugs
cute.
Are fine. Beagles are fine. Don't mix them. They look like shit.
No, they still look
They
cute.
Look like God's diarrhea.
What do they call them?
Puggle.
Puggle?
Yep. Pug, beagle, puggle.
Okay. Like
God's diarrhea.
Yes.
Lola's a Pomeranian rat terrier. Pomerat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lola is a mixed Pomeranian and rat terrier.
They come up with these... Cute
oh, yeah.
What kind of dog do you have, Rich?
I used to have a Springer Spaniel.
Oh, that's pretty gay. Was it black?
It's a hunting dog.
Was it hairy?
What was Roddy?
Cocker
what?
Spaniel. I had a Cocker Spaniel.
That's pretty gay.
You had a Cocker Spaniel.
Cock.
Yeah, Cocker.
Name Roddy.
I always hated when people called them Cockers. Oh, you got a Cocker? No.
I got a Spaniel.
You got a Cocker Spaniel? You like to call it a Cocker?
Yeah, fucking cock.
Yes, I do, in my pants.
Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks.
So what happened? Did it die, Rich?
It did.
Did it go blind first?
What happened to it?
No, it didn't. It had kidney failure.
Nice. Ooh. Even better.
Thanks.
It's always weird when dogs get like human-like symptoms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, kidney failure. Which is like,
it happens.
Dogs have kidneys? I don't even
dogs
know.
Can get cancer or whatnot, too.
Dogs don't have souls, but they have kidneys.
All around me, I see dogs with cancer.
Shut up.
Carly's going to start crying.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a Bonsai cat before?
No.
No. You didn't. What was that, Rich? As we seek.
Have you ever seen a Bonsai cat?
A Bonsai cat?
All those fake things?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, the ones where you put them—they put
real cats that they put in bottles.
It's no, it's real, not real, you ass.
It's not fucking real. It's photoshopped.
It is real.
It's
have
not.
Have you ever seen one with your own eyes?
Oh,
yes.
Wish...
No,
where?
You're lying.
No, what is serious. What is
they
it called?
They glue the assholes shut.
No.
Then they stuff it in a bottle and it grows.
Where do you see this at your race rallies? Where the fuck are you seeing this shit?
First of all, it would die of urinary tract infection and fucking bile.
What is it called,
backing
Rich?
Up into its body.
I believe
bonsai
it's called a bonsai cat.
It's called a bonsai cat.
You've never seen this?
No.
Oh, it's so funny, but it's so stupid. People thought it was real for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
like,
it was
what
real.
The fuck?
It's not real. Where That's did you real. See this? Online?
On MySpace, probably.
Wow.
What
the wow,
wow,
so
wow.
is going really on?
I can't shut that off for some reason.
Why?
You better blow it up.
Snopes.com, Bonsai Cat, false.
Bingo. Are there pictures of it on there?
Negative.
Oh. There was a web... Wait, shut up. There was a website...
Yeah, BonsaiKitten.com, gone.
Yeah. And it showed how they did it. Like, they show the kitten going into the jar, like they and they lock it up, like, close it in there. It's too funny. But it's just, you know it's fake.
It's too funny.
Because the cat grows into the jar.
Oh, sure.
It says, Bonsai kittens are not real. Nobody's making Bonsai kittens.
Ass.
No one is selling equipment to help people make Bonsai kittens. Nobody's instructing people in the lost Eastern art of sealing kittens inside jars.
So Derek, yeah. This is a friend of yours from work. And we can see how well they do their interviewing processes at your job.
Yeah, I don't know how he got a job, to be honest with you.
It's like, what
I'm sure he just walked in there and started flexing, and they were just like, all right.
Oh, my God, we have to have him.
We need him now. Can he be my secretary?
Yeah.
No, he has to start from the bottom. Shit.
Still there, Rich?
What's that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How long can we hold on to him for here?
I don't know. I'm gonna
hang
try.
Up, Charlie. Trying. Hang up.
Come on. We got 50 minutes, Rich.
Holy 15
shit,
minutes?
We can fucking make it.
Oh, we're going to midnight?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God. If we got to stay on this bit, we're not going to last.
That's all right. We got
to want. I want Rich to be our
that's your call
man in the street.
Okay.
He's not in the street, though. He's getting his back shaved.
By his mother.
Yes.
Yes, we're aware.
Did you
bring
say
your mother on the
McMahon
phone.
McMahon in the street?
You're an asshole.
A what?
McMahon in the street, like Ed McMahon?
That's so not funny.
Of course, Ed McMahon. That's what I was thinking of.
Sure. Ed McMahon, but McMahon in the street.
You're, yeah. You're a McMoron.
Yeah. McDonald's.
What do you think of this story, Rich? An 89-year-old woman took a 2,000-pound taxi trip to Greece.
I thought she was going to take a 2,000-pound dump.
No. As in the currency. Because she can't stand waiting in airports.
Are you? Oh, fuck that old bitch. Did she die on the way?
No, she hopped in a minibus. It cost 2,000 pounds, which is, what is this, like double?
Yeah, double
so
and a
like
more.
Four grand. Over $4,000.
Almost, I think. I don't know. You looking at the chat? Ask them.
The plane trip would have been 130 pounds.
Wow.
But she went in a little minibus because she didn't want to wait at the airport.
She did. What a fucking dope.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Fuck her.
What does Rich think about this?
Yeah, what do you think about that, Rich?
What do I say? Well, someone here did that not too long ago. Took a cab from New York to like Arizona or something because they don't
oh,
want to
yeah, that's right.
The plane.
That was something they talked about doing before they actually did it though. That was like a big deal.
My uncle drove from here to Nevada because he didn't want to fly.
Wow.
And my grandfather, and my father drove from here to Nevada in a rental van because my grandfather doesn't want to fly.
What does that take? Like 3 days? If you really.
My dad took four.
Motivated.
My dad took 4 days. And it's just him driving. It took my uncle about a week because he decided to take his time.
I had to drive to a wedding in upstate New York, and I was ready to die.
Right?
It was like 3 hours.
I drove to Connecticut last weekend, and I wasn't having it.
Yeah.
My family and I drove to Colorado because we like road trips.
When I drove to Cherry Hill 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I wish my car was filled with like bombs. I could just drive into whatever and just kill everybody.
The only place I can drive to is Philadelphia.
Yeah. For Chinese
food, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So old, that joke.
But What was I going to say? I don't know. What do you think about this, Rich?
I'll give you a little story.
Oh, good. Please.
You like that?
Well, a couple years ago when I was on the cheerleading team at my college.
Wait. You were a cheerleader?
Oh, yeah.
Rewind that, please.
You were...
shitting.
Yeah, Vaughn was taking a shit. He's a male cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
He's the only male cheerleader in a group of female cheerleaders. Oh. And there are pictures on his MySpace of them
in
a hot tub.
How many dresses a day do you get to look up?
Hey, what's this guy?
What?
Well, don't you, like, hoist them in the air and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a big
head. That's a story in itself.
I want
to
hear.
Hold on. You have a big head?
Yeah, it's fucking massive.
It's huge, right? He's a big built guy, right? I think you cheerleaded my brother and his wife.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think you did.
I don't even want to know
my
where
brother.
This is going.
My brother and his wife cheerleaded a couple years ago.
Come on.
You know, I don't want to give out names because I can't.
Oh
shit.
I think you did. I don't know.
Write it down.
Happening?
I'll give it to him tomorrow. Yeah. Rich, continue with your story.
Anyway, say what you're saying.
Are they from Keensburg?
No, they're from Middletown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they just have a kid recently?
No, they just got married, actually.
Okay. That's not who I was thinking of then.
No.
Anyway.
Go on, Rich.
I totally derailed it.
Yeah, you really.
Okay.
You know,
you're good at that. You destroyed it.
Aw. Like, the show hasn't been destroyed.
It's actually getting better.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on, Rich. I'm taking
a bus trip up to Central Connecticut for NCAA finals. Nine's about NEC finals. And we were on a bus for about 3.5 hours. And about 10 minutes into the trip, I had to take a shit.
Nice.
On the bus.
Hot.
Is it big lactose intolerant shit?
In there.
Oh. Those are the best kind.
Yeah. Go on.
Go on.
So what'd you do?
Then what happened?
What's the rest of the story?
That's it. I just took a shit and went back.
Oh, you actually took a shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What was that?
That was Rich's gay MySpace page.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the faggot here. Yeah. We're talking to.
All right, hold on. I got to see this too.
Yeah.
Go ahead and stretch it for us, Rich.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich. Talk about something else.
Yep, I know him. Let's see him.
Bring him up.
Oh, you doing? Okay, well, also brought about looking up skirts. First day of practice at college cheerleading. I guess I didn't know a guy was coming, so you know how they wear those real shorty shorts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently the girls don't wear underwear underneath them.
They don't.
Why would they?
I don't know. I guess there's no guys there, and I was the only one. So, quite a show the first day.
Yeah, I think you cheerleaded my brother.
So you cheerleaded? Nice. Wait, your brother was a male cheerleader?
Yes, he was.
That's fucking scary.
So you basically inspect vaginas from a 3-foot distance
and here's
all day.
There's an actual picture here of him inspecting a vagina.
I think there's several, actually.
I only see the one. I don't know.
So anyway.
So this is going to go fucking awful shit. The hell do you have on this? Jesus Christ.
Saint Gabber.
I'm Latter-day Saints.
Gabber. There's plenty of pictures of you with no shirt on. What the fuck is this?
It's his mother shaving his back. It's a video.
Yeah,
can you put a video up of that on MySpace?
Your mother's...
What I can do.
Your mother getting a grinding stone out.
There's a picture here of you with your cheerleading team, but it's not coming up. MySpace is beyond gay.
My gays.
Her mother's shaving his back with a broadsword.
Okay.
Oh, and that one picture of me with the red and black on.
Oh, the one I commented on?
Apparently Derek decided to wear the same exact thing that night.
Too. Yeah, we're wearing the fucking same exact shirts for a Christmas party. I'm wearing a red shirt with a like black and red tie, and he shows up in the same exact thing.
Nice.
Nice.
So I point at my shirt, and I go, Sears. And he points at his, and he goes, where'd you get it?
Fucking, that shirt?
Yeah.
I think it was Express.
No, I'm sorry, Structure.
Even worse.
And I was like, gay.
Sears Structure.
Yeah, so we were like two little twins there.
Sears Robot.
But who got the bargain?
I did.
Derek.
I went to fucking Sears. I had the same exact shirt as him. You probably paid.
I got all this and my family photos for like $90.
Yep. And fucking two pairs of glasses.
It's like those old Suave commercials. Like one gets like the fancy hairdo, like with the shampoo, and the other uses Suave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was Suave.
Difference. Yeah.
Yeah, Ken, your hair fell out 2 days later.
Rich, what are you, taking a shower? What's that noise?
Yeah, like you went to another part of the country? What the hell?
Did we lose him?
Rich?
You need to hang up on this guy.
Are you there, Rich?
He's gone. Click.
Oh, no.
Thank God.
Richard.
What happened?
Oh, that's it. I'm done with the show. I'm not doing it anymore.
It's over.
Wait. No, he's got the phone down somewhere.
Oh, he must be at the drive-thru or something.
Ooh.
What is this kid doing? Is
he still hungry, Carly?
Rich?
Oddly. Yeah.
Fucking hang up on him. Let's
I'm fucking scared.
Else.
Well, what if something happened to
him?
Yeah,
what if a coyote's got him right now?
Yeah.
I think that guy could take care of himself.
No, you never know.
Coyotes are strong.
And I don't
hello?
Think hello?
You're back.
Oh, thank God.
Are you okay?
You guys still there?
Yeah. Hello?
He thought he hung up on us. So
can you hear us? What a fucking faggot.
Hang up.
What's going on?
Richard, I'm scared.
Uh-huh. He's like listening to the feed.
Did he get pulled over or something?
No, he should be home masturbating.
No, it sounds like he's listening to the feed.
Yeah.
Which is like, a big mistake.
Which is like an asinine thing. It's like when you have the radio on when you call into a show.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
All right, turn your radio down, Rich.
Yeah.
Turn your feed off, jackass.
Are you still there, Richard?
Yeah, see? What a fucking jackass. How long were you on the phone with him? Yeah. For like an hour?
I don't know.
Turn it off. Hang it up.
Yeah, we'll call him later.
Nah, bye.
Fuck that guy. Somebody else call in.
Somebody faxed the bank with a what you call it there, like a little bit of a flyer there.
Uh-huh.
And it says, the countdown begins, Small Business Commitment Week, June 4th to 8th. But there made a little mistake on the flyer that caused a little bit of havoc.
Oh, no.
Well, they had their little cute little clip art, I guess you would call it.
Right.
And one of them is some sort of scale. I don't know what the hell that is. It said three. Oh, I guess there was a countdown. It said 3, 2, 1. And then they had a picture of a bomb and a small hand with a match lighting the bomb.
Okay.
So basically, this thing came in and it said, the countdown begins, and there's a picture of a hand lighting a bomb. And they sent that to a bank.
Nice.
Nice.
They evacuated more than a dozen neighboring businesses and a daycare center.
Ridiculous.
It really, and there's a picture of the thing right here.
And let me see it.
And it's fucking, like, it's stupid.
That is pretty retarded.
Yeah. I mean, if they would have just read it, it would have been fine.
I don't care.
If I had gotten that fax, I received that fax, I probably wouldn't have said anything or thought anything of that.
No, neither would I.
You would have probably posted it on the wall at your job. Hey, yes. Look at this. What just came in?
Look what I found.
It would have been reused as clip art.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
We have...
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe that would have been a cute story. I guess not.
This ship has sank.
Anyway, moving on. A Hopkins High School employee is charged with spending and investing much of the $2.6 million check that she got from the state.
Whoa.
Single typo. Erroneously sent $2.6 million via a state check to a high school employee who's charged with four felonies for allegedly spending much of the money on luxury cars, a U.S. Treasury bond, and individual retirement account.
Nice.
Sabrina Walker, 37.
Where does she live, does it say?
Hennepin County.
See? Okay. Love it.
How do you like that? It's in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You probably know her.
See, if Jesse the Body Ventura were in charge of this, this wouldn't have happened.
Hey.
Or maybe if Al Franken was in charge of it.
Yeah.
Jesse the Mind Ventura.
I was just about to say that. He's running for Senate, right?
He can go fuck himself.
I think it'd be funny if he got it.
I think it'd be hilarious if he just died tomorrow.
I think it'd be hilarious if you just got hit in the head with a rock. The show's so just falling apart. It's unbelievable.
The check was intended for the Hennepin County Medical Center.
Yeah.
One of 17 hospitals receiving payment at the time.
Yeah.
A single digit was typed wrong in the vendor number, and the check went to her.
Nice.
The typing was proofread by another employee, but the error was not spotted. Wow. That's a lot of fucking money.
I wish I had that money.
Yeah. I wish I had half that money.
That'd work.
I wouldn't be doing this.
Well, maybe you would.
Actually,
be.
This probably would be all I was doing.
I would just put effort into it.
Yeah, no, I would just be on all the time. I'd put like a little wireless mic on me. I'd just go about my day.
Day blogging it?
I'd be fucking a radio show guy.
Well, I know there's two people who video blog their lives.
Their lives?
There's two people who are very boring, yeah. Probably.
kind of boring.
It was interesting. Last week there was an article.
I sat in about, and watched and stuff.
That's great. Fuck about you. A family that went, I think it was a week without TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or broadband. And they diaried everything.
Mm-hmm. They wrote everything down in tablets.
They diarrheaed.
Yeah. You think you could do that, Matt? I know you can live without TV.
Yeah.
Live without broadband?
I mean,
obviously you can live.
I did it once.
For an hour.
But it wasn't, I didn't have a choice. So I was gone.
Oh.
I had no access to broadband.
I only had dial-up.
I was on a cruise.
You were on a cruise?
No. You were on a cruise. There's stuff to do.
Not really.
You were on a cruise?
Believe it or not really.
Who the fuck let you on a boat?
Wow.
Seriously.
I was the anchor.
Yeah, right.
No, it was like 3 days on the cruise and then I guess 4 days in Disney or whatever. I mean, this was a while ago. I'm sure, like, if you went now, you could easily get access to internet. But they had computers and whatnot on the cruise ship. But, like, what's the point of just going and playing solitaire in a fucking room? I actually wasn't allowed in the room because it was, like, I guess it was called a teen room. Yeah. But the teen room didn't apply to 18 and 19-year-olds.
What?
I think I was 19 at the time. 19. I was 19 going on 20. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty gay.
Yep.
Gay.
So I wasn't allowed in there.
It's pretty fucking gay.
Pretty gay. As gay as that guy you just had on the phone before listening to the feed as he's clocking to us like an asshole.
Dude. Well, at least he was listening.
That's true.
Yeah, that's good.
He might have been.
Yeah. But at least had the etiquette to turn down your feed when you're talking to somebody on the phone.
Obviously, there was some kind of
dingleberry-ness.
Malfunction.
I bet.
Yeah. His brain exploded. We were talking about his
what do you mean
muscles
break, Carly? We can go for another 35 minutes and end it.
Wow. Carly's exhausted.
Carly, I didn't say you had to sit there with headphones.
Yes, he's right. You're not really contributing.
I didn't shackle you to the chair. You can go to bed at any time.
Oh, shit. Carly's done.
Oh, she just throws shit on the ground.
Nice. K.O.
Fuck.
That's it. Show's over,
TKO.
Folks.
Oh, she's going to the couch.
She's going to the couch.
And she's dead.
And the twink is going to eat her ass.
Oh, no.
Oh, Carly, your dog's a twink. What? Nothing.
She goes right for the anus.
Look, she goes right to lick your ass.
Immediately. Yep, there it goes.
There she goes.
Right in the ass.
She's a fucking
she's burying
twink.
Herself up there. Oh, my God.
Your dog's a twink, dude.
Anyway, is that it?
Anyway, is that it? Is anybody else calling in?
No.
I have no energy tonight.
No.
None.
Well, as usual, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm tired too, though.
So am I.
I've actually been doing work at work.
Well, yeah, you're stuck in that area, right?
Fucking sucks.
Is that where you're scheduled the last week or so?
Uh-huh.
I can't. Oh, that's gotta fucking suck in
next
that
work
week.
In there. Next week, I'm fucking grocery all week, and I got like 45 hours.
Ugh.
But I gotta make sure that they know Tuesdays and Thursdays. No later than 9 o'clock.
You can suck my dick. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's gonna suck next week.
Well, did I? If I didn't have my brother's thing, I probably would have been here at like 8 o'clock.
All
right. I had nothing to do today. Usually on days that we do this show, I never have anything to do.
Yeah, that's why we do the show.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if we had stuff to do, we probably wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes we do have stuff to do. Unless you're Steve number one.
What a faggot.
Number one indeed.
If he doesn't show up next week, he's taking out the promo, right?
Yeah, he's done. You missed 3 weeks, you're gone.
Yeah.
No call, no show. Fuck you.
Then you got to do 3 weeks in order to get back on.
What do you think, Rich?
What do I drink?
Oh, come
what
on.
Do you think? Should Steve be gone?
No more of this guy.
What do you mean, what do I drink when I go to a bar?
No, not what you drink. What do you think?
Think about what?
Oh, you think Steve should be kicked off for not showing up to work?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, maybe you can replace him.
No.
What, via the phone? Are you going to continue listening to the feed as you talk to us on the phone?
Hey, I lost you guys. I couldn't hear you anymore. I was trying to see if you're still on.
Uh-huh.
We can hear you.
We're still on. We will be on unless Chris or Pete or anybody else from Cringe decides to cut us off. Die, you fuck. Oh, I hope someone slits your throat. Fucking die. Alright, continue. Come goodness. On. Come on. I haven't really been able to blurt anything out today. I had to shit.
No, get it out.
You've done enough, believe me.
Oh, have I?
Get it out,
boy. Have I?
Yeah.
Have I?
Yes.
Maybe I should just leave and let you guys finish up the show.
No, you shouldn't.
Just stay right here. Why don't we both leave and him and his new lover can fucking sit here and bullshit for the next hour.
Oh, it'd be the Rich and Derek show.
Be the
what
Derek
do you think,
show?
Rich?
Little R&D?
You're an idiot. Pun-erific. It's retarded.
Yeah, I saw this man is claiming to have seen the Loch Ness Monster.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Fuck him.
The Loch Ness Monster.
What do you think? You think the Loch Ness Monster is real, Rich?
I do not.
You don't?
Nah.
Okay.
I actually was at Loch Ness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they have a whole big thing there in a video, like a whole movie. Like, you go in there and you actually see, it's like a museum. And
yeah.
They have, and basically the movie just says, like, you know, what are you fucking stupid? There's no such thing.
Drink a fucking another beer.
Right, yeah, right at Loch Ness. They're just like, basically, like.
What
yeah,
are
no.
you fucking stupid?
What are you fucking yeah. retarded?
What was that commercial for with the Loch Ness Monster?
I have no idea.
You ever saw that? What's
the
that?
What?
Toyota Tacoma.
That's it.
See? Rich uh-huh. is good for something.
Boom! Yeah, Loch Ness Monster fucking swipes it. And it's like...
fucking oh, out of here.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was silly.
What happens in that commercial, Rich?
Well, the Loch Ness Monster comes out, bites the truck, shakes around with it, then tosses it over, and it just drives away.
Yeah, that's it. It's pretty funny.
Because it's such
that's
a
like
tight
one of the
truck.
It's a tight twink, Vaughn. What?
Well, this is the guy on the phone's a tight twink.
What? There's no. They have like a whole series of commercials for that kind of shit. They have like the meteor hits one. If fucking driving.
It's hard rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is done.
The show has been done since 9:30.
Well, here, right here on AOL, they have a poll. Do you believe the Loch Ness Monster exists?
AOL, fuck AOL.
63% said
yes. I was just going to say, it's got to be
37% said no.
Death to
out of 17,480 people.
That's
oh, I hate being
ridiculous.
I hate being a dumb human. God damn it.
Yeah, really.
I know what I am. I'm fucking stupid. I know. You don't have to rhyme me.
So, Rich, you do think it exists?
I do.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you believe.
Oh, goose stepping off a cliff, please.
Wow.
Goose stepping off a cliff, please.
You goose stepping goons. Shut up.
So, Rich, when are we going to go see Rich, Rush?
Can't wait.
fucking Shakespeare over here.
He's like, does that work, too? It's fucking unbelievable.
Is he drinking the chemicals? What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Chemicals. I don't know. What the fuck chemicals is he drinking? This fucking brain dead maniac.
What kind of beer do you drink, Rich?
I drink Mick water.
Ultra.
Mick Ultra.
Nice.
Why is that?
Because it's one of the healthiest for you.
Because
healthiest.
Because it makes my back hair glow. Puts a good shine on my back hair. Mick Ultra.
Actually,
that's like that's like closest to water than drinking alcohol.
Too heavy for me.
What was that, Rich? Vaughn was just trampling all over.
Guinness is one of the healthiest, but it's too heavy for me.
Yeah, Guinness is pretty good.
Guinness is fantastic. The dog is whimpering because she can't get near her ass. Fucking twink dog.
It craves ass.
So, Rich, isn't this exciting for you? There's like 7 people listening to you.
You went to school for this, and we're doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we win, I guess.
I went to school for production, not the on-air
stuff.
Well, actually, if you listen to the podcast version of it, Derek actually does production when he does this.
Did you happen to hear our intro, Rich?
Yeah,
when you called me the other night, I heard it.
Well, that didn't really count. I think we were just playing music. And
Matt is trying to get off the couch and having a hard time.
I told you that was the, you had a Homer Simpson in there and said something about Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Actually, there was no Homer Simpson at all.
Which show are you listening to?
I'm pretty sure.
Sounded like it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Oh, God. This is like...
Matt, where are you going? Matt's going to go take a fucking wicked shit.
Matt's going to take a dump, but it took him 20 minutes to get the fuck out of this area.
That's the fucking Derek and Vaughn show now.
And Rich. So what do you got there, Derek?
Hey, this is really bad. We can't go on early anymore. This is terrible.
Yeah. Well, no, if we actually had, you know, if we knew in advance instead of like, I don't know, 45 minutes before the show starts.
Well, to be fair, I could have just said, no, we'll go on at 10.
You could have.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would have been that heartbroken. In fact, I think, according to the people in the chat, they would have been happier if we just didn't go on, so.
Fucking touch her. Why don't you call in, you douche?
Because he's at work.
What, in the Outback? What's he fucking chasing?
And Rich is tying up the phone line right now. Isn't that right, Rich?
And who else would call us? Christine and Tuck? But I don't know. I want to hear. I actually wouldn't mind.
Where's all
Tuck.
Your friends, Vaughn?
They live. I don't know. They live? I'm trying to get them to listen, actually.
Yeah, they don't want to hear you, right?
I hear nothing.
It's bad enough they got to fucking see you every once in a while.
They fucking hear enough of me, man. What are you talking about?
Why, I got to listen to Vaughn twice a week? Patrick is so mad at us when we say that shit.
What?
Fuck you, I wanted you to go on. See, he says that shit, like, come on, guys, come on. And then...
fucking make me laugh, fuckface, make me laugh.
Yeah, and then he's just like, dude, call the show, they're bombing.
And then when he fucking busts his ass, he's like, oh, no, I want you guys to be on there. No, I like you guys.
What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, Patrick does seem kind of annoying.
This guy...
Ooh.
This guy is as helpful... As, I don't know, me with a lobotomy.
I don't know, I kind of like him.
Is Vendo still on?
Vendo's still on.
Still giving shit, even though he can't understand what we're talking about?
No, he can't.
You fucking douchebag. I hate that guy.
Oh, the toucher says I love Rich.
I saw that.
Yeah, he loves you because you know why?
Why?
Because he's
go ahead,
Vaughn,
come up with something.
He's a dick, because in 2 minutes you're going to say something bad about him. He's going to say, oh, fuck that guy. Wait, I like you guys. Keep the show on.
See where the show goes when Matt leaves to take a dump?
But well, you're not even bringing up anything to talk about, so what the fuck are you talking about? You're the one. You're the guy in
well,
front of the
I'm
computer.
The guy that has to bring everything up?
Yeah, because you have the fucking... Because you don't print anything
All right,
else.
Here's the thing. Everything I bring up, you know everything about.
Not really.
So why don't you ever bring
I
anything
I really haven't
up?
Been reading much this last couple days.
Oh, okay.
I brought up what I knew.
God forbid someone else does fucking show prep.
Fuck you. I brought up what I knew, which was that Lindsay Lohan bullshit, and that's the only thing I've actually been able to engulf in my brain in the last 2 days, because that's all I hear at work. It's like, oh, you hear this shit? It's like, oh, you fucking kidding me. You guys, is there a baseball game on? Somebody talk about baseball. It's like, if it's not baseball, it's like American Idol, any gossip garbage they can think of.
American Idol's great. Oh, Rich, fuck. Do you watch American Idol?
I didn't.
You didn't watch it?
Did you watch it, Dushnik?
No, I didn't. Have you ever watched it, Rich?
I did for a little bit. But
it's great, right?
It's boring after a while.
Were you dating somebody at the time?
Me?
Yes. When you were watching it. No? Twink.
Twink.
I am not a twink.
No, he's a fucking bear.
I would be considered a bear.
Yeah.
Ew.
The fucking big hairy bear. Well, not so hairy.
Well, not when his mom's done shaving his back. No. Yeah.
Really, how long does your back stay hairless?
2 weeks.
Fucking hours?
About a week.
A week?
2 seconds.
Yeah.
You got like a good week with like nice smooth back?
Ew.
Oh. It's fucking so disgusting.
It's nasty.
What about razor
burn? Oh, yeah. Do you get razor burn in the back?
She's using a fucking lawnmower. How is he getting razor burn? Like one of the old 1950s push ones. So stupid. Just think about it. He's laying on the ground. His mother's just running his head, his back over with a lawnmower.
Somebody run you over with a lawnmower.
I think somebody did, and it just didn't take.
Minnesota woman who was forced to the ground and handcuffed,
mm-hmm.
Rich, after a DirecTV dispatcher told police that an installer was being held hostage. She's suing. Take it easy with the mic stand.
Sorry.
There. Jesus
what?
These are regular people. She's a school teacher. You shouldn't have SWAT teams coming after her. Says a lawyer for the particular
teacher.
Lady. She's seeking more than $75,000 in damages against DirecTV.
Just against DirecTV, not against the town or county.
The Pioneer Press reported that DirecTV installer was working on Pyle's home, the lady's home, and told the dispatcher he was, quote, being held hostage. And the dispatcher called the police.
What? Did he explain why he said he was being held hostage?
Well, he was probably saying it jokingly. Like, you know, when he called, where are you guys? Oh, we're being held hostage. Like, in other words, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the two installers then spoke to police and said there's been a misunderstanding and that they left the house. According to Pyle's lawsuit, police went to the home anyway, called Julie Pyle out, and handcuffed her at gunpoint before searching the home.
Why the fuck are they calling the cops?
Julie Pyle felt bad that the job was taking the installer so long, so she baked them cookies.
Are you kidding? I hate these fucking...
She fucking baked them cookies, they left, and then SWAT team came and fucking...
Are you kidding
brought
me?
Grandma to the ground and handcuffed her.
Oh, my God. And they're probably like kids like our age, like
probably
like late 20s.
Yeah. What do you think about
being
this, Rich?
Dumb fucking assholes. Oh, my God. Ugh!
Rich?
Yes.
What do you think about this?
It's awesome.
Did you hear a word I said?
Yeah.
Did you?
This kid's abysmal. He's as bad as
I am. I like him. He's got a little...
He's got spunk!
He doesn't have spunk.
And his hair.
Maybe. He's got with the French claw a certain I don't know what.
Je ne sais quoi?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, fuck this. Stupid motherfucker. DirecTV cockknockers. Ugh. I don't get it. Why did the fuck did they call the cops in the first place? They even specify that?
Because he took... What are you talking about?
Why the fuck did the two DirecTV guys call the cops in the first
place?
They
didn't. They called their dispatcher, and they said they were being held hostage.
Oh, the dispatcher called the cops.
Called the cops. They were probably being facetious, like saying, we're being held hostage here.
Why the fuck do you... Why would you play...
Because the job was taking a long time.
But why would you play around or make any kind of jokes like that in your job?
I don't know.
Have you ever done stupid shit like that where you make a little comment and somebody's blown it out of proportion?
Gee, I don't know. Maybe.
Has it happened, Rich? Has it happened to you and other jobs? You made little jokes?
Not to that extent, I don't think.
No?
No, the cops have never been called, but people have taken stuff that I've said out of context.
Yeah?
I think we all know that.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're right about that.
Yeah. So what do you think, Rich?
That just hit me. I'm like, oh. So dumb, I'm so stupid.
You really are.
I am a dummy.
Come on, Rich, 20 minutes. What do you got?
Yeah, Rich, have you ever had that problem where you've said something out of somebody's taken it out of context and kind of, I don't know, run you through the coals, so to speak, about this stuff? Come on, give us something, for fuck's sakes. You've been on the phone 3 times and you haven't done nothing. I like this kid. He laughs a lot.
Oh, the Toucher says we should replace Vaughn with Jane Doe. Rich.
Fuck! Oh, Toucher, fuck you! You're pissing me off, dude.
How would you like that, Rich? You could do the show from your phone. I don't mind.
No, we need the phone to have other people call in like
Christine. Nah, nobody calls.
That OC thing, OCD thing on Tuesday was great.
Yeah, you
I
like that?
I re-listened to it,
Do you have any OCDs, Rich?
OCDs? Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, God,
your back hair has to be cut in a certain way?
Please tell me about them.
I check the doors at night about 10 times before I go to sleep.
Wow, that's fucking creepy.
It's like 5 times, but...
It's
like 97 times, but...
Like, literally, what happens the first time you check it and you see it's locked? You just don't fucking believe yourself?
I guess. I don't know.
What else do? You do the whole oven thing, too?
We'll put his head in and turn it on?
Yeah, you check the oven all the time?
No, I check my alarm clock before I go to sleep a few times.
See? Yeah, Vaughn's got that, too. I do that. I don't do that. In fact, this morning my phone was off. Thank God Carly was up to wake me up. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to go to work and see my Richie Poo.
Honey, you got to get up.
No, it's like a lot of morning farts. Big, airy morning farts. Like, baby, wake up.
Baby.
Yeah.
Was that you, the dog? Baby.
What else you got, Rich? What else do you do? You got to have a lot of fucking creepy things you do.
Goose steps.
Creepy things that I do?
Yeah, no, creepy like OCD things.
Creepy, like calling into an internet radio show and not talking.
Yeah.
No, nothing else that's really OCD.
Oh, no? That's it? Just the fucking door thing?
Get him off the phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like him. I like him. I think this is...
They'd have him come in next Tuesday.
Riveting. No, I like him on the phone.
I don't like him on the phone.
I can turn him down at any time. Yeah, I can bring up... I can bring... He can go about his daily life.
Hey, Dick, you can do that with us, too.
Yeah, we'll do the whole show from the phone. It'll sound great.
No, you can turn us off. You can turn and make sure you lower us and all that shit. I got fucking far. Oh, this is such an abortion of a show, Rich. That was nasty.
Oh, that fucking stinks.
And that's from fucking garlic. That's from cheese sticks.
What do you think about that fart, Rich?
I don't even think I heard it.
About a week.
Week?
Yeah, compared to the ones he knows from work, I think he's weak.
No, he fucking rips them. He's lactose intolerant.
No, that's hot. So he's eating a bowl of soft serve in front of you. Yeah. I'm getting ready to bowl one, baby.
He fucking drinks a pint of milk and starts ripping them all over the place.
You hear that echo? That's me, motherfucker.
What would happen if you just drank a pint of milk?
A pint of milk?
I'd shit my brains out for about 2 hours.
Really?
Would you
be willing to come on the show and drink some milk and we'll record you shitting all day?
Eat some ice cream?
Yeah, some fucking Breyers.
Him drink some milk, you eat a loaf of bread, you both shit in the same toilet?
We'll fight for the toilet.
Hey, that'd be good. And it wouldn't be better than this fucking abortion that we've been doing the whole...
I'll eat a loaf of bread.
4 hours.
He'll drink a gallon of milk, and we'll just get naked and go in the tub.
Look who finally arrived.
Let's see what happened. Matt, that was a fucking long shit.
Are you meditating? What the fuck were you doing?
Matthew actually looks...
Wait, hold on. He looks
visually deterred.
He got Texas, too, while he was shitting. What, do you have a timer on there? What?
How often do you shit, Rich?
How often?
Every fourth night.
6 times a day.
6 times?
6 times a day?
What?
Yeah.
I shit like twice a day.
That's a lot. Well, you do eat a lot, right, Rich?
I'll have irritable bowel syndrome, too.
And Rich, how long does it take you to get out of the toilet? Like, after you wash all the hair and shit like that? Because you know you got to fucking wash your back.
How hard is it to wipe with that big fucking hairy ass of yours?
Oh, my God.
Well, I shave it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but those days when it's growing in a little bit too hard, are you using like a Brillo pad to wash back there?
No.
I gotta get every bit.
You actually have to shave like inside your crack and everything?
Internal anus.
And you do that yourself?
I do that myself, okay. Yes.
You ever nick your ass and then like get blood on your underwear?
No.
Then he thinks it's from that twink last night?
Yeah. Oh! Now, what do you do about the taint? Does that get hairy, too?
Taint's easy.
I shave that as well.
Yeah? You get the little nifkin down there?
Yep.
Yeah. Nifkin. I can't understand how guys shave their balls, though. I really don't know.
You really need to do it, dude.
I will not take a razor that. I don't know what it is.
Don't do it now, because it's all summer and shit like that.
Yeah,
they're
all hanging low.
No, you'll be burning. Because usually the first time it burns a little bit.
Yeah.
But then if you do it, like do it probably in the winter.
Why am I talking to you about this?
No. Do it and then let it grow back in a little bit, you know, like a little stubble, and then shave that again. And by that time, your second or third time, you won't even realize it. And just keep doing it, and it just feels like phenomenal. It feels
Matt,
like
are you
going
to come back on mic, or are you going for round two? I
don't know. Look at him. He's like making fucking, he's walking in circles.
Seriously, he looks like he's ready
he's
to pass
sweating.
Out.
He's sweating. He's pale.
Is it just shit? Like a lot of shit?
He's giving birth.
Matt, seriously, like Matt actually looks like I'm concerned for him.
It looks like you a couple weeks ago, actually.
How bad is the smell in there? Yeah.
Probably lingers still from when I took a shit.
That fucked my poor toilet, man.
At least there ain't fucking people coming through it.
Oh, my God.
Well, how's the chat? Are they yelling at us still? What, is it just a toucher now?
They're all, like, arguing among themselves. We've actually managed to pit them against themselves.
What is it, the Jews versus Star Wars thing again?
It's like the Toucher and Vendo and Warsman going at it.
Well, yeah, what do you expect? Fucking Vendo.
Yeah.
Vendo, let's walk it. He's like...
Oh, don't worry. The Toucher just said, fuck Vaughn, you douche.
Fuck you! Oh, it can't even be listening, you cock. You gotta wait till this bit's posted. You're pissing me off on the chat room. Go fire somebody, you dick. That bothers me even more.
No, the Toucher said it.
Oh, Toucher said it. Oh, no. Well, Toucher can suck my dick. Can lick my shaved balls.
What do you think about this, Rich?
What? A guy from Australia yelling at people through a chat room.
Yeah, what do you think about this, Rich?
Oh, he's from Australia?
Yes. Yeah. He's the most vibrant listener
I think every channel, every show on this channel has.
We have we have three.
What? What did he say?
We have three countries, and I don't know. He just starts laughing. I guess it was kind of funny that you were like, "Oh, fucking asshole!" No, it was Toucher. Oh, okay. yeah, we have like three different countries in the chat room right now. We got a guy from Japan, a guy from Australia. What's that?
I said the Japan guy's on.
Yeah, well, I had a nice lengthy conversation with him.
He's a creepy
before
dude.
The show, he called up. Because originally we were going to start the show at, what did I say, 7:30?
Like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, which, good thing we didn't, because that would have been fucking...
An abomination.
It was going to be me and Vendo.
Actually, that would have been funny, but it would have been really, really weird.
It would have been really awkward, because I never talked to him before.
Because you've only talked to him via like chat. And
yeah, so we were waiting to go on, and we were just kind of... bullshitting.
I need to hear this.
Now everyone wants to hear the conversation. I don't know why.
You got to put it on a CD. I'll listen to it tomorrow at work.
Yeah, I'll put it on a compact disc for you.
Yeah, get their 1982.
Yeah.
Compact disc. Fucking Jesus.
What do you think, Rich?
This guy doesn't care.
No, he does. I want to get him involved.
You know he's going to see you tomorrow and all it's going to be like this and like, hey, that's it. That's all you're going to get from him. And you know what? That's all you should get from him. No offense, Rich.
He's going to fucking look at me with his little crooked hat. He's going to smile and, like, shake his head yes. That's what he does.
Come on. Can we close shop?
And then he fucking starts flexing his muscles.
Can we close shop and
then get... I get a huge boner. And I start rubbing it on his pecs.
All right. I'm disturbed. Can we boil some water so we can make sure that Matt does not die on us?
Where is Matt?
He went back into the toilet.
No, he didn't because the bathroom door is open.
Well, he passed out in your room.
Matthew was fucking shitting somewhere. I don't know where.
In your room.
He was in the bathroom.
Uh-huh. I told you, Dick.
He was fixing it. He actually had to fix his hair. That's how big of a shit he took. He actually had to go back
still
in
looks
there
pale.
And fix his hair.
Oh, fucking. Can we say, you looked a little pale before, dude, and you look a little pale now. Like, you fucking just.
Vaughn, I got news for you. That door ain't locked if you want to go home.
Why am I going to go home now? 10 minutes to the end of the show.
Why as well? You're telling me to wrap it up now.
Not not the show. I mean, wrap this fucking thing up with him, with this
what?
Guy.
No, this is it. This is our show from now on.
No.
It's fucking the Aristocrats.
And Rich. No.
With Derek, Matt, Vaughn, and Rich.
No, I will beg.
Well, I'll put him in the promo.
I will beg for Steve to come back. I will beg.
It'll be like, and Rich. Hello?
And Rich, we just have the feedback from the...
Hello?
Yeah, feedback from the feed reverberating in. Yeah. As we're going, Rich? Rich?
Yes?
Oh, fucking! Turn
hello?
Turn on... Dude. Can I get some mic? Can you turn on that mic, please, Dickbag?
Oh, well, that's not... That's fucking Carly's mic.
It's off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, loud.
Hot mic.
Fat guy. Oh, whoops.
Fat guy.
We got 10 minutes. I think we can make it.
I don't know if I can.
Really? You're going to have to go back there and shit again?
You might break that seat fucking.
How long have we been on the air?
Oh, since 3.5. Almost
18 hours
ten
now.
Minutes.
Oh, have you been recording every second of this abortion?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If I wasn't in such a fucking bad mood today,
you'd be on game?
I think it would have been about 30% better.
I don't think this could get any worse.
Better.
Unless Rich falls off a cliff, I don't think this can get any better.
Wow.
What do you think, Rich?
No offense, Rich. He doesn't care. He's done.
He there, Rich?
He's in the mirror with his arms like this.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding. He looks like, what is it? You know that sequence in American Psycho? Jason, where Kristen Bale's fucking the two girls?
Never saw it.
Oh. That's an awesome scene.
Thank you. And he's sitting there fucking, he's flexing the whole damn time
flexing
while he's
to the
fucking.
Camera.
Yeah, he's flexing to the camera and flexing to the mirrors.
Do you do that, Rich?
That's what he's probably doing right now.
I do.
As he's masturbating.
When you're fucking your little cheerleaders, do you have a mirror on the wall you're looking at?
Yeah, taking pictures.
Yeah? How many of them cheerleaders did you bang?
Wait, cheerleaders?
How many, the cheerleaders did you bang?
None.
None?
Wow.
So you were on a traveling, team with cheerleaders.
Not a traveling team.
Well,
you travel with them.
And all he did was bake brownies in the fucking bathroom.
Derek's, no?
Oh, no! That would have been great. I think Derek's mic broke. I don't think he farted.
Hey, laughs.
Rich, did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear my fart?
The show is such
I
a
did.
Fucking
I did.
What do you think of the what do you think of the show, Rich?
Affirmative.
Show?
What is why does Chris leave us on the fucking
I
air?
I don't know.
Why
he really
doesn't he take us the fuck
this
off?
Is terrible.
Is he even in anywhere? Is he IMing you going, what are you doing? What are you doing,
no,
you douchebags?
Yeah, really. This is airtime. Bad. It's, it might be methane filled air, but it's airtime.
I'd rather listen to old Dice.
Oh.
I'd rather listen to old Dice bits than fucking hear this show
I
again.
I wouldn't.
What do you think, Rich? You like the show?
It's okay.
Yeah, now
it's
that
fantastic.
He's on it.
Yeah.
It's okay when you when we're on, but tonight we're fucking all over the place.
We got to get like a, what I want to do is I want to get like a message board. Just
we
like
have
Rich clips.
Toucher's going on.
So it's like he could be there all day.
The Toucher says, these guys hate the Cousin Joe show. They rip on Joe all the fucking time.
Wow.
And see, Joe hates them also.
Wow.
Not what I heard last night, Toucher,
you
asshole.
Well, the joke's on him because actually us and Joe are actually very close friends.
We're very close.
Derek's related.
It was a work.
Yeah, it was a giant work. There was never any animosity.
We're all fucking
so
jobbers.
There's a lot of adiposity in here, but there's no animosity.
Antipasto?
So the joke's on you guys.
Did you say antipasto?
No, adiposity.
Huh.
Corpulence.
Oh, starving. We got any antipasto?
No antipasto.
You got any antipasto, Rich?
So we were jobbing the whole time.
No, I'm not a big fan.
Not a big fan? Well, you can't have it, I guess, right?
He can have it.
Yeah, I can't eat gluten. This motherfucker's eating bagels in front of me every day.
All right, I think we're done.
Yeah, clock out.
Need to punch out here. What? Oh, my. That's not safe.
No, guys, stop fucking ruining my bathroom.
It's already bad enough that Derek goes in there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm right. Carly.
It. Hit the music.
What? Hit the music. It's Ravishing Rich Rude. All right, Rich, I want you to close the show for us.
Huh?
He's the best. That's good.
He really is.
I want you to close the show for us.
What do you want me to do?
Whatever you want. It's fucking your show.
The Rich Show today.
I don't know.
It's all yours, buddy.
I don't know.
Whatever you want to talk about.
What do you want to close it out with? Come on.
Yeah, you got 6 minutes. You can talk about anything you want.
6 minutes, let's
yeah.
see.
5 minutes. 4 minutes, 53 seconds.
What do you got,
Bruce? I don't really have anything for you.
4 minutes, 50 seconds.
What?
Come on, what do you got, pal?
Yeah, nothing good.
Okay. How about hit the extra?
The extra.
Mm-hmm.
You really got nothing, Rich?
Nah, I need to go through my routine pretty soon.
Okay.
So. Oh, you have a routine?
I do.
What is it?
What?
Shaving the
what
back.
What is it?
What is it? Oh, well, gotta go brush my teeth.
Oh.
That old chestnut.
Take my test boosters.
Fuck. He's an asshole. He's taking testosterone boosters.
Test
as
boosters.
If he wasn't fucking hairy enough.
Maybe that's why they call him Test.
Maybe, yeah. All we talk about is wrestling.
It's true.
Please stop.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Mm-hmm. We manage to squeak in one wrestling comment every like 25 minutes.
I know. That's fucking bad. All right.
I'm going to make a wrestling highlight show of us. Anytime we talk about wrestling.
It's going to be hours.
Maybe. Anytime we talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
From whenever we start talking about it until we talk about something that specifically isn't wrestling, I'm going to make a whole show just
thank
wrestling.
You. Good.
Beginning to end.
All right, Rich. Well, thanks for calling up.
No problem.
Even though we called you.
Yep.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
The brand new aristocrat, Rich, is a big hit. Everyone loves him. He's going places. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking classic. I love this kid. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. I'll give you a giant hug.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, Rich.
Hey.
Say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Rich.
Fucking class act right there.
Goodbye, Rich. Stick it in my ass. Darling.
We're not doing this again, right?
Not like that.
No. So whoever's listening, I apologize.
You just had 3.5 hours of Arista shat.
Wow. That was bad.
That's all right. Good thing we had Rich to fall back on.
Yeah, he was great. I loved him.
It worked.
Yeah. I think he should be the new aristocrat.
He can be an aristocrat.
Yeah.
Wow. Good night, everyone. www.aristocratsradio.com.
Yeah.
Special thanks to cringehumorradio.com for allowing this monstrosity to go on the air tonight. As always, I am Matt.
I'm Derek.
And nobody else.
That's it. It starts with us, and it ends with us.
Oh, and here comes Vaughn.
Sorry.
That's enough out of you. The show's over, Vaughn. The show's over. Even though Vaughn was shit, Matt, Derek, great job. Fucking awesome. Someone just said Hulk Hogan out of nowhere. You got 1 minute. Oh, it's time, baby. Good night.